nappyafro.com.
All right, y'all, welcome back to another edition of the Frocast with the Wolfpack. It's your man Saul Wright and King Germs kicking in. What's good, bro?
Hey, what's going on there, boss?
Not much, man. You know, we had to redo this. We had some technical difficulties earlier, so
yeah,
we were allowed to and privileged to come back and talk about it now because it's a lot of shit on the stove now that wasn't even on there when we did this shit before.
Exactly, because it would have been, you know, it would have been kind of messed up to, we'd have been like, ah, oh, then, you know, if we did it again, it would have been dated, like, for the next podcast, so I think it was good that we, you know, we redid it.
Yeah, good shit, and we listened to y'all. It was reported to us by, you know, a certain pastor that we know that y'all don't really fucks with the music like that. So we gonna cut the music out this motherfucker. There is no music. The only music you'll hear is when we go to a break. Because, I mean, we're not professionals. We're gonna have to stop and take a drink of water, some shit. So you might get a little interlude, you know, 15, 30 seconds, a minute, something like that. But the whole music mixes, that shit's gone. So if you miss it, cry about it.
Exactly. Cry about enough of it, make us bring the music back.
Right, we do this for you. NappyAfro.com is powered by the people.
Exactly.
So you gotta let us know what the fuck's going on. But we're gonna go ahead and jump into this topic this week. Frocast number 11, we starting off with sports.
Yeah.
And I know let's
get it out the way.
Yeah, let's go ahead and get it out the way.
Like, we know y'all don't like sports out there. We know, but we like sports, and this is our show, so we're gonna talk about sports.
So I gotta start off taking the biggest L ever.
Biggest L.
Last time y'all heard us, we was talking about the NBA Finals, and I was all up on my Heat and LeBron James, and I figured we was going to take it. You know, I called five games, the Heat was going home with the trophy.
Not one. Not two.
Not two.
Not three.
Oh, man.
Not four.
Shit.
Not five.
Shit.
Not six. Not seven.
Dang.
Go ahead. I'm sorry.
Yeah, I got to take it. You know what I'm saying? I got to take it. Yeah, so they ended up actually only getting blown out two games, and that's really all that matters. They got blown out two games, and they lost the other two. So at the end of the day, you know, Dirk, I guess I got to call him the Ringski now, since he has a ring, and the Dallas Mavericks are the champs. Shout out to J. Kidd, Jason Terry, the whole staff over there, Mohawk Stevenson, all you motherfuckers. Yeah, so they got it in.
Gotta give props to the Dallas Mavericks, man. You know, I mean, me for one, you know, it was a lesser two evils. But this time I wanted to see Cuban get his. The first time they played the Heat, I was kind of in the middle because, like I said, I didn't like Shaq. I didn't want Shaq to get a ring without Kobe that fast. And then Mark Cuban, he was just a little whiny little prick back then. But this playoff, he was calm, collective, and I was like, I respect him. I mean, you know, he's all right with me. And, you know, plus I ain't want to see Jason Terry have to go through the laser removal. That would have been embarrassing. I mean, like, come on, man.
That would not have been a good look. You know, a rookie on that team got another trophy too. There's a rookie that, like, didn't play in the finals. I forget his name because that's how insignificant he is.
Wow.
But he went and got the trophy tattooed on, like, his neck or some shit.
Wow. Well, I mean, he got a ring. He didn't play for it.
That's the same thing I said, bro. He got the ring. Shit, I'm on the roster. When you go back and look through the championship history, my name is on the roster.
Adam Morrison, man. He got him a ring, man.
You know? Oh, Adam have two rings?
Wow, I think he does have two. I really do believe.
Yeah,
he might have just one. Was he? He wasn't that last.
He was his rookie season. They won.
Wow.
So that nigga got two rings.
Man, Adam Morrison. Shout out to Adam Morrison, the stash.
Nigga, that's probably right the worst mustache in pro sports history.
I mean, it just white mustache don't look right on white dudes, man. Not all.
Wow.
They gotta have the whole goatee. It's something. It's like just the mustache looks very creepy, but once they merge it with the goatee, it's cool. But just the mustache, like mustaches are cool on black guys alone. But when a white guy just has a mustache, he looks real weird to me, man. It just don't look right. So
this
they got
the most racist Frocast ever already.
It's not racist. It's just a you know, observation. It's just like I noticed that, like, you know, I was like, dang, I see a white guy with just a mustache. I'm looking at him like, whoa. If they got a goatee with it, you know, it's fine. But just the mustache.
Just, you know what, fellas? Just have facial hair. If you're a grown-ass man, I need you to have facial hair. I'm not talking to you about anything important. If you're like 25 and older and you have no facial hair, I can't trust a nigga without facial hair.
Yeah, that's the golden rule, especially black guys. We do not trust other black dudes without face masks. Just something about it. I mean, if it's for your job purposes, you're in the military or you're a cook or something, I can understand that. But on your days off, you better be, you know, 24-hour shadowing this or something.
For real. And fellas, stop doing that pencil-thin beard shit.
I can't. Hey, my barber did me like that one time, man, with the pencil-thin. I mean, I left out, my daughter even was like, your face look funny. I was just like, yeah. That's that New York stuff, man. I ain't down with that. I live down south. Do not give me New York style. I mean, raise, man. I'm good on that.
Nah, I'm straight on my Grizzly. Shout out to the boss, Ricky Rose. We're going to talk about his ass later.
I wish I could grow a beard, man. That's awesome.
We get off topic, as usual. This is what we always do.
It's the Frocast. But, hey, funny thing, though. We finally, everybody linked up like Voltron on Sunday. And it was like, I mean, it was pretty cool. Finally, like, for years, I've known H2O since he was, you know, 3 years at least. Never talked to him. Right. Finally got to talk to Architect, Dub. It's all right. Finally got to talk to Easy. It was great. We all linked up.
That shit.
That was amazing. That I was like, this the first time y'all spoke. I'm like, besides email, you know, I know y'all like, what kind of gay stuff is that? It's not really gay, but you know what I mean. It's just, you know, it's crazy that you can do business with somebody for so many years and not actually talk. But that's the new age, man. You know, everybody's texting, emailing, tweeting, Facebooking.
Yeah, because I don't fuck with a phone. Like I think I got 1,200 minutes or something on my plan, and I use about 250 minutes a month. I don't fuck with the phone at all. So just getting on Skype for me sometimes, I'll be like, Jesus. You sit down for a minute, get the headset and all that shit. But it was dope. It was dope. And we will have a Frocast with the staff on that bitch. I don't know when it's going to happen, but we're going to get it together. Because that was...
Even if it's not nothing but us recording our staff meeting, and I did air quotes when I said meeting, because we got nothing to accomplish. Well, we got things accomplished.
No, we didn't. Let's not candy coat the shit so we can feel better. That was the most unproductive meeting.
But it was like a mixer.
Yeah, it was like a mixer. It wasn't a meeting. Like, that shit, if we were running a company and that was our meeting, that shit would be closed today. And closed.
It was like the first day of a seminar where you just, everybody coming in, you get your room, you just come in, grab a drink, you know, sit around. It's like, we're just shaking hands, meeting. It was like the first night of a, that's how I looked at it.
Let me tell you what, if that was a seminar, that motherfucker better be free. Because if I paid for that seminar, nigga, I want all my money back. Matter of fact, if it's free, I want my money back. But nah, it was a good time. Shout out to the whole staff, man. That was a good
shout out. Everybody showed
got
up.
Got that coming up, man.
We got
to get back into these sports because I feel really bad that my team lost like that. And I got to ask, you know, with Dirk now having a ring, does that really make him one of the greatest power forwards ever?
I mean, you have to put him on that list because if you look at his stats, man, Dirk's been putting in work for a minute. And just him being a European player to make that transition to the American game and the way he does it, it's just pretty good. I mean, he's not dominant. I would never call him dominant, but he's a great player. I mean, because, you know, he's a 7-foot shooter. I mean, he can play inside and out. I mean, he's not going to, you know, kill you with an inside game. Nah, he's a face-up power forward shooting. And I mean, hey, Dirk, you got to give it to him. He might be the greatest European export of all time.
I give you that. I just don't think he's one of the greatest power forward. I mean, is that all it takes? Is a ring? Once you get a ring, do you automatically get listed with the greats?
I mean, if that's the case, Robert Horry is the greatest small forward ever.
Exactly. Yeah, I don't know.
I don't think it's just rings. I mean, he carried his team. And he's been carrying his team since, you know, since day one. And so, you know, it's like he's on the team. He's the only superstar on his team. Jason Kidd used to be a superstar, but he's like 52 now. And so, you know, you can't really count him as a star. I mean,
whoa. You just talked about, now see, Jason Kidd's like one of the best point guards ever.
Yeah, he was. I mean, but right now,
Jason Kidd is. Once you're on that list, you don't come off.
Well, okay, but he's not the kid that he was 7 years ago. You know what I mean? True. He's like kid don't even drive in. He don't even go inside the 3-point line no more. You don't see him driving in unless it's a fast break. He took a layup, but other than that, kid hanging around that 3-point line taking a. Matter of fact, he got a jumper now because he's so old. Like back then, they used to call him Aceen kid because he had no J. Because he had no J at all, so he wouldn't shoot. But now that was pretty deadly this year, man. So
Yeah, shout out to the fucking Mavs. Fuck y'all.
Shout out to the Mavs, man.
I'm in Texas.
And you in Texas, man. Yeah, you ain't even feel the homer love at all,
right. I mean, you know what? If I'm going to be a fan of a Texas team, it would be the Spurs. I've always admired the organization and how they handle shit. So it would be the Spurs before anybody else. But fuck that. I follow LeBron. You know, I don't have any team allegiances. You know, I follow LeBron. I'm with the Heat. When LeBron falls the fuck off and retires, I'll probably end up just being a Heat fan because I'll be there for another 8 years. I have a longest contract last out. So, yeah, fuck the Mavs. It's not personal. It's just I can't fuck with y'all.
I mean, you know, next year Kobe will be back. So, you know, it'll be all over.
Is he going to be back with D. Howard, though? That's the question.
Hey, now that would be good. I mean, for y'all that don't know, I mean, this Dwight Howard situation, he said that he wants out of Orlando. He said that he wants to test free agency, and unless they win the title next year, he's gone. So there's a good chance that he's gone, and if the Magic are smart, they better get something for him, or they will have another Shaq incident on their hand where they get nothing for their, you know, franchise player. So
see, this is what we were talking about last episode when I said they need to contract some of these fucking teams. Orlando can't keep a star player for shit. They had Penny and Shaq.
Penny,
oh my god. What with Penny, what? He was a fucking 6'7" point guard. Yeah, he was a phenom.
And he was injury prone.
Hey, I mean, that's what happened.
Penny did himself in. I mean, it had nothing to do with the Magic. Penny did himself in.
Now, the Magic have not been able to keep a star player. Every year they're rebuilding. And now if Howard leaves, it's really like, what's going on?
And I don't understand. The joys are coming down to Florida. No state tax. I mean, it's just like you keep more of your money. That's the draws of coming to Florida. But I don't. Maybe it is. I don't know what it is about Orlando.
The team's got to go. Just like Minnesota needs to go. Just like Toronto needs to go. We outlined all these teams that can't seem to keep a player. They can't do anything productive during the season. Cleveland should have been gone. If it wasn't for LeBron, Cleveland would have been gone. So, you know, a lot of these teams, man, at first when my boy mentioned contraction, I was like, what? Fuck that shit. There ain't no point in pulling that away, but I'm starting to agree. There's a lot of these franchises that are run like, you know, they're playing with Monopoly money. This shit's terrible.
Yeah, you're right about that. I mean, it's a bit out of contraction. I mean, let's see, what teams could leave? I mean, I don't think attraction will help. I mean, but when you got, it's, if that's the case, you're only going to have 10 teams because you got 20 teams that saying they got issues.
No, you don't have to pull 20, but there's at least 5 obvious choices.
What 5 of those would be?
You know, it consolidate the Florida teams. So one of them motherfuckers need to be gone.
I think the Magic and the, you can keep both those.
No, you don't. We just went over how Miami can't keep players. I mean, how Orlando can't keep players. This is routine. This is routine. They're the Florida Marlins of the NBA. They do well, and then everybody.
I think they make bad decisions because they had a good team, but then they trade people away, let people, you know, like free agency wise. Hedo Turkoglu, I can understand why they let him go. I don't know why he took him back. I mean, but, you know, you let him go because you weren't willing to pay him X amount of dollars. So he got on with the Toronto, but then you're going to bring him back 2 years later when he's older. He was already old when you got him.
How'd they do after he left?
They did terrible.
That's all I'm saying. That's all I'm saying.
They didn't want to pay him the money. It's like,
you got to pay. You got to pay. If you want to be competitive, you got to pay.
True. You're right about that.
So, you know, you're going to have to pay one way or the other. So, shout out to Seattle, who lost their team, and then their team ended up going to the playoffs. It's hilarious. Seattle loses their team, they move them, and then those cats go to the playoffs. So, the Florida teams can be consolidated. I still don't think they should be in Oklahoma City. You know, it's a great team. I just don't think they should be there. And you'll probably hear more about this shit in 5 or 6 years when it's time for that team to move again. Charlotte Bobcats. How many times are we going to try this shit in Charlotte? Nah, I know.
See, Charlotte, the first time it was successful, it was just Jerry Richardson. The people were like, we're not, he wanted a, it was the arena issue. And they were just like, you know what? We're not going to fork over all, you know, usually how the arena issues go. And so they wanted Jerry Richardson out of there. So the people just bucked and said, we're not on the hook for this arena. So he said, oh, well, you're not. We're out of here. So the team went to, where'd they go? Oklahoma City first or New Orleans, wherever.
They went down to New Orleans.
Okay, but yeah, how did the Hornets go to Oklahoma City, though? Was it during the Katrina thing?
Yeah. Yeah, they okay. ended up all going right, there for, during the Katrina thing, and their fan support was outrageous, so they just kept them. It's pretty much what happened. They jacked them for their team.
Not really.
They jacked them.
No, they went back to New Orleans. But then the NBA promised them a team. That's when the Supersonics went to Oklahoma.
This is true. This is true. Yeah. That's right.
Yeah, well, I admit the Sonics. I don't think they're still the Supersonics.
Not anymore. No. It's just. And why did they switch teams, switch cities, and then get those generic-ass uniforms? It looked like the Knicks light.
It's like because the names they had to choose for the Oklahoma City teams were kind of weird. And so, I mean, it was, and the possible names, it was something stupid, like,
I think they had the Tornadoes.
The Spirits. Yeah, it was something stupid. And I was just like, man, oh my God. I remember when, growing up in North Carolina, we had the Panthers. Before we became the Panthers, the names were like the, what was it? Like the Tuxedo. No, that was Tennessee. I'm sorry, the Tuxedos. That would have been the worst.
Oh my God.
The Tennessee Tuxedos.
Yeah, that's fucking disgusting.
Titan fans, you got lucky. That's not your team.
Yeah, it's fucking disgusting.
I just couldn't imagine, like, going, you know, man, just weird.
There's no reason for basketball to be in Canada.
Exactly. That's what I mean. Toronto, even though they invented, even though a Canadian invented the sport, no, y'all, shoot.
Have either have your own league, and then we could play between the two, you know what I'm saying? But having that one team up there, they'll be moving too, just like Vancouver moved. There's no reason for them to be up there. So that's another team that could be contracted. You could get rid of five teams easy. It's not hard.
Okay, you get rid of the New Jersey Nets.
Well,
they haven't done anything in 10 years. I mean, to be honest.
Yeah, that whole New York, New Jersey shit, I don't like that in any sport. Yeah,
get rid of them. I would say the Nets can go. Man, in the last 2 years, the Timberwolves, they're 32-132. Like, they need to go.
That might be one of the worst run franchises in history, too.
I mean, in 2 years, you can only manage 32 wins?
Yeah, shout out to the Bucks, too. Milwaukee Bucks.
They came back. They resurrected their career. You know, good for them. Yeah, they made the playoffs. They made the playoffs last year. I don't think they made it this year. But I know, okay, we got the Toronto Raptors.
Toronto Raptors, easy.
Yes.
That's not even hard. I still say you can get rid of one of the Florida teams. Personally, you can get rid of one of them joints.
Get rid of Sacramento Kings, man. Let's get this. Let's go.
They might be gone anyway. You know, the Maloof brothers ain't
falling
like that.
It's got like nine teams in California.
Yeah,
man.
California's like, overrepresented.
I mean, they have zero football teams, but like nine basketball teams. I just don't get it. I mean, and then they got so many teams close together. And it's just weird. Yeah, two LA teams. And they want a third. They're talking about moving. The Kings are talking about moving to LA. So you're going to have three teams in LA.
I know. Whoever owns that stadium is the richest motherfucker ever, dog. You can. Do they sell season tickets for each team?
Yes, they sell season. Each team has their own locker room. I mean, yeah, locker room.
So they're selling one seat three times for season tickets.
Exactly.
Somebody bought.
But you're not really sitting on it. I wanted to see stay purple during the Clippers game. I never noticed because who watches Clippers game?
Yeah. They'd have to be on TV, so.
Yeah, they have to be playing the Lakers for you to see them. Like, oh, the Clippers.
It might happen now. They got Blake Griffin. You know, everybody wanted to throw the Rookie of the Year on and shit.
Oh, yeah, you're right. He dunk. Was Blake Griffin.
I think that's happening in any NBA, period. Like, if you can score, they automatically consider you great. Fuck the other aspects of the game. But if you can shoot a three or you can dunk, then we're going to call you great. It doesn't matter if you play defense. It doesn't matter if you hustle. If you can do those two things, we're going to call you great. So, shout out to Blake Griffin.
And since we're on sports, man, let's talk about, you know, since we got this podcast, we're trying to make it a broad spectrum of things. Not just hip-hop, because y'all got to understand, the world is bigger than hip-hop, okay? So, we're going to talk about some wrestling.
We don't like to admit it.
We're having no wrestling last night.
Wait a minute. You don't want to talk about the draft?
The draft. Fuck, you know what? That draft was so unsexy. That draft was like.
It really was.
It was like. I saw a girl, like, I was driving down the street. The wind blew a girl's skirt up. I seen her ass, and it wasn't even. It was like, oh, well. You know, it just. I mean, that's just how forgettable that draft was. I mean, it was just like no action. Shout out to the mom. They had the Morris twins. They went, like, back to back.
Yeah, they did go back to back. Different teams.
Different teams, you know, the younger brother, the older brother went second, the younger brother went first. And, you know, that was pretty cool because, I mean, as a parent, you have two kids get drafted on the same day. Like, that's got to be a great feeling.
So like, them, stay in the household.
Exactly. Like, what's that guy in the league, the Gaskowskis or whatever the name is? He's got, like, three brothers in the league, and they are, like, tight ends.
Oh, yeah.
One play for the Patriots, one play. You know, yeah. I mean, that's as a father, three of your sons is in the NFL. Like, I mean, come on, man. That's
a lot of free merchandise. I know that shit.
Exactly.
So, yeah, fuck the draft. We'll get past the draft. We'll talk about wrestling.
Yeah, let's get on to wrestling, man. Because, you know, I got a good response from the wrestling last time we talked about that on the podcast.
I'm a big wrestling head. You know, I've been watching it. I like the storylines. I like all that shit. Yes, I know it's fake. All that shit out the way. So the big story is, you know, some asshole likes to come in. You know the shit's fake, right?
I mean, it's a TV show. Yeah, like so my fucking soul shit.
You watch all this other shit. You go to the movies. It's the same thing. That's what I watch. It's my theater. So CM Punk, who, if you haven't been watching wrestling, is pretty much one of the dopest talents to come through wrestling in years. Years. I'm putting him up there with top 10. From his in-ring work to his commentary to everything. That dude is one of the best cats I've ever seen. So his contract is up on June.
Breaking up a little bit, sorry.
Am I? What about now?
No, you couldn't.
Okay, my bad, y'all. This is what happens. This shit's live. It's one take. So I think his contract is up. I want to say like June 19th or something like that. And which is the next pay-per-view. And not June, July. You know what I'm talking about. Shit. So, his plan is to go ahead and leave, and he's been talking about leaving with the title, which y'all should know by now. That's Vince's worst fear. He doesn't want anybody leaving with the title. Shout out to Bret Hart and the Montreal Screwjob. So, Punk has been kind of doing this, and usually he goes off on little tangents here and there. So, last night during another unspectacular Raw, at the end of the match, Punk goes up to the ramp with the mic and starts talking about Vince. He starts talking about his punk-ass family, how terrible the company is. He starts talking about people backstage. He basically looks like he's ripping Vince and WWE apart. He even goes in on the fans. He's like, you know, I'm the best wrestler ever. You know, that's why I don't like what John Cena talks about. I don't have anything against you personally, but I'm one of the best wrestlers ever. I'm the best wrestler out here, period. I'm not on your cups. I'm not on your commercials. I'm not on any of your little rinky-dink TV shows. So this is why I'm leaving. And the fans are clapping and shit because it seems like it's some real shit. And then Punk says, oh, by the way, all you fans that are cheering for me right now, you're just as big a reason too, because you take those same cups and you drink out of them, and then at 5 o'clock in the morning when you see me at the airport, you shove it in my face and ask for an autograph, because you want to try and sell it on eBay because you don't want to go get a real job. Like, Punk is going in. It was the greatest rant ever. The shit was spectacular. So then he starts talking about Vince's bullying campaign, and he says, you know, a personal story. And then once he says that, they cut the mic off. So then CM Punk drops the mic and starts standing up. He's like, who wants to silence me? I'm the best thing that ever happened to this company. And then they went to black. They just cut the damn show off. So immediately after that, you know, everybody's on Twitter like, yo, this is the greatest shit ever. It was real, you know, which is the debate in wrestling. It's always, is it real or is it fake? Everybody wants to know now. No one has that suspension of belief like we used to have back in the day. So everybody's trying to figure out if it's real or if it's fake. I won't spoil it for you. If you follow wrestling, you already know what's cracking. If you don't follow wrestling, now's a good time to get involved, because I think Punk is leaving when his contract is up, and that's going to leave a gaping hole in WWE. But if you like the real storytelling, you like that kind of shit, it's time to check in, because CM Punk just ripped the greatest promo ever. You can catch it on YouTube. It was the dopest shit to happen on TV. Like, I think that was the dopest Raw moment ever.
I try to moonlight with wrestling sometimes, but I haven't watched in so long. I feel out of the story, out of the, you know, I don't know what's going on. I don't know who is this. I see some characters I remember. And but the other night I caught myself watching Impact Wrestling or something.
Yeah, that's TNA. That's the other.
Oh, that's TNA? Okay. Yeah. But yeah, that was wrestling from my youth. And I was like, Sting? I'm like, what?
Yeah, so basically TNA came up and got a TV contract. You know, after WCW got bought out by WWE, there was only one company. There was nothing else to see. And WWE does major numbers everywhere they go. They're making some serious money. So TNA got a TV contract. And when they first got on TV, it was like a little indie promotion. They had a lot of these names that were good workers that didn't have all the theatric stories. It was just good wrestling. Had the six-sided ring and all this shit. It was a good look. You know, people who like indie wrestling was like, yeah. Well, as time went on, you know, this is TV. This isn't the indie circuit anymore. For TV, you got to make money. So they started signing WWE talent. They started signing old WCW talent. They started signing old WWE talent. They started bringing in WCW writers. And now what you essentially have in TNA is about, I think they do 2 hours of TV. you get about four matches, and you get a lot of old WCW storylines enacted. It's the product has gone downhill.
Isn't Bischoff on there or something like that?
Yeah, Bischoff is back. Hogan's back. Sting's there.
Oh no! Did you just say Hogan?
Hogan, yeah, Hogan. That's what really kicked it off. Like, Impact was doing decent. They were right middle of the road. It was an okay product. You know, they still had some decent storylines. And then Dixie Carter, who's the president, signed Hulk Hogan, which was one of the big signings. That's when TNA finally arrived. And like, they brought Hogan in, and he was supposed to be a president or a vice president of the show. So he was bringing in all these new ideas and all this shit. Well, Hogan's there for maybe a month or two, and I might have the timeline off because I stopped watching TNA for a while. But Hogan's there for a month or two, and then in comes Eric Bischoff to start writing for the show. And then all of a sudden, you see another NWO start to happen. You know, they actually brought back Nash. They brought back Six-Pac. They brought back Hall. Like, everybody that was at WCW came back. Oh, I was like, what the fuck is going on? This is literally WCW Lite. I'm talking about Steiner. I'm talking about... they had everybody. They had everybody from WCW. And it just went through that same storyline. The NWO, and then they broke up in all these factions, which is now why over in TNA, you got like 13 different wrestling factions. Because it's the same storyline. It's the same shit. Not only Eric Bischoff, but what's... I can't even think of his name now. The other guy that ran with Bischoff over...
Russo?
Yes. No, Russo. Yes, yes. Russo was there for a while, too. And Russo still working behind the scenes, but all these cats came back to TNA. Because they needed... You need the name recognition. You need to sell... You know what I'm saying? You need to sell your TV time, sell your merchandise. So now what you basically have is a little WCW light.
Wow. So what... Switching gears, this I was looking on YouTube. It's the UWF. Is that the Urban Wrestling Federation?
Yeah, it's the Urban Federation. People keep laughing at the shit and not taking it seriously because, I mean, just like it says, it's hip hop and wrestling. Wrestling has always been and probably will always be considered the redneck sport.
Have you ever been to a wrestling match before?
Yeah, I worked one. I was, you know, yeah, I was working for the stadium when they came through. I was selling beer and soda and all that shit.
Yeah, man.
Yeah, that's what it is. That's how it came. It was through the backwoods of the United States in little barns and shit everywhere, and that's how they used to do shows. So it is what it is. But the fact is that Urban Wrestling Federation has signed rappers to do intros, and some of the motherfuckers are actually doing matches. And then they have some other indie talent like Homicide, who was in TNA for a while, is one of their big names over there too. So, you know, shout out to the Urban Federation. You know, try it. I can't hate. You can never have too many different wrestling perspectives.
I got you, man. That's real crazy.
Yeah, everybody does that. Everybody's like, what? Because it sounds like, usually when you slap Urban on some shit, it just sounds bootleg, don't it?
Exactly. I mean, and then, yeah, just like Urban. Okay. Yeah, them urban areas. Oh, okay. And, yeah, you're right.
Yeah.
I was just watching a little YouTube thing. I didn't know if they were serious or not. And, you know, but then I seen, oh my God, I got somebody at the door, man. Keep on talking. It's all right, man. Hey, this is how we do it. Right,
so.
It's all right. Gonna hold it down. I got to answer this doorbell, man.
So. You got the Urban Federation, Urban Wrestling Federation, which is supposed to be doing good. And then, you know, shout out to the real cats who dig deep. We got the Ring of Honor promotion, which got signed to a TV deal. I believe it's coming on the CW. I'm not sure if that's all been confirmed, but it should be coming on the CW. I think it starts in October, which is, for those of y'all who don't know, Ring of Honor is where CM Punk came from. It's where a lot of these other indie names came from. You know, you see a lot of the cats at TNA. And the thing about Ring of Honor is that they don't work on exclusivity contracts. So you can work for Ring of Honor and still go and do your show at TNA or WWE. Well, not WWE because they shut it down, but you can still go do TNA and do other promotions. So Ring of Honor should be on TV. I think in October you'll have that, which is probably where CM Punk is going. And then you got TNA. Nah, I don't think he's going to work for Vince. I mean, at this point, I think Vince is, like, part of that shoot was Vince trying to keep CM Punk there. He's like, okay, you said you were underutilized because this is real shit, is that CM Punk wants to leave because he feels like he's underutilized. And that's true. CM Punk hasn't been in the title match or been in any of the shit like he said on that rant in a long time.
How long has he been wrestling?
Shit, I don't even know because he started off in Ring of Honor. So,
I mean, how long has he been in WWE?
Oh, he's been at WWE probably, I want to say, 5 years or so. He's been around for a minute. No, he's had a title. When he came in, he got a title match. And you might need to turn your mic up or something. But he had, it sounded like a better? Star Wars. There you go. He had title matches and shit like that. But for a while, they had him doing commentary and they put him in bullshit storylines. And if you go back, I'm sure someone's got, you know, like tribute videos to him online on YouTube or some shit. He flat out is one of the best talkers in the business, which is really 90% of the game in wrestling.
Exactly.
You can put on a shitty match, but if you could talk, you can make it. Shout out to Hulk Hogan. You know what I'm saying? Hulk Hogan has the most limited moveset I've ever seen of any wrestler that's a big name. But because he could talk, you know, Hogan's basically one of the top draws in wrestling, period. He probably is the top draw in wrestling history. But that motherfucker can't wrestle worth shit. So, CM Punk is that dude with talent.
That leg drop is what everybody does in a match.
Yeah.
he didn't jump off the top rope. He didn't do anything with his leg drop. He just, boom, he dropped the leg on you. And that was supposed to win the match for you.
Yeah, that's...
When Hulk Hogan, Hulk Hogan was champion for like 8 years, man. That's what, that was another thing. He was champion for like 82, 83, at least 88, 89. I know for a fact.
Yeah, and that's, you know, it's crazy. And CM Punk is one of those cats that he just got it. And so he's been around 5 or 6 years. He came in with, you know, like a storm. I think he had 3 or 4 title reigns even. And then it just like it stopped. And they didn't know what to do with him. And then they put him in this shitty storyline. They turned him heel. And then they did this. Every storyline they put him in, he rocks out. Like, it don't matter what they do. They did the Straight Edge Society. He rocked that shit out. Even with subpar members. He helped, you know, other cats get fame and shit, but now I think he's just done. He's just like, I'm over it. Y'all don't know how to. There's no reason that CM Punk should not be on TV shows or doing late night or at least have a belt. At least have a belt. It doesn't make any sense. So, you know, I'm with it. You know, I'm with you, Punk.
Okay. Well, shout out to CM Punk, man. Shout out to around CM Punk for it, our though. Parts, man. Stop and holler at Nappy Afro, man. Got fans over here.
That's real fucking talk, man.
Man, let me tell you a crazy story for Fro Nation. So I'm sitting here doing a Frocast with my main man, Saul Ray. My doorbell goes off, you know. I'm sitting in my house in my ball and shorts and the wife beater. Next thing I know, my door opens. And it's like, oh, what's really hood? This man checking my... He's like, oh, we just here to check your fire extinguisher. I'm just like, well, you unlocked my door. What's the point of you ringing the doorbell if you was going to open the door anyway? Right. You know what I'm saying?
That's some crazy shit.
Yeah, I could have been here getting, you know, my two-step on or something. You know, you walk in, you know, I'm like, oh, man.
I hate living in apartments for that reason. I hate that. I feel so violated when they open my door.
Yeah, it's like, I mean, I understand you know, that was just, I don't know, that was just a weird situation. I'm sitting there, and he's just like, oh, I mean, wait for me to get to the door. You rang the doorbell one time, and then you ain't even, you know, so.
Wait a minute, you live in a townhouse?
No. Well, I'll be living in a townhouse next month. But I live in an apartment now.
You had an apartment with a doorbell?
Yeah.
I've never had an apartment with a doorbell. That's why I'm shocked. Is it like on the door or on the frame of the door, like a house doorbell?
It's like a house doorbell.
Wow.
It's not one of the, you know, the one you press like under the peephole. And
yeah.
Nah, it ain't the clicking one, nah.
Well, we heard it. I mean, it's on the,
yeah,
you can hear it on the Frocast. It's on here. I just, I'm shocked that there's apartments with doorbells. Shout out to apartments with doorbells. Shit, fuck it.
Hey, man, everything's great in Florida, man. That's why we need to keep Orlando Magic in Florida.
Okay, but then y'all need to contract the heat. Something's got to give. There's no reason for you.
Hey, we can contract the heat, man. We don't need the heat down here, man. Hey.
LeBron James in blue. Dwayne Wade in blue. With Dwight Howard.
Nah, that wouldn't be fair.
You know, speaking of, I got NBA 2K11. You know, if y'all want to get on that shit, you see my gamer tag. I'm not good, but I like to have fun. And the first thing I did was trade Chris Bosh.
That sounds like some guy that'll beat you in the game. He tell you, oh, I'm not good, but I like to have fun. And then you end up losing to him.
No,
like,
I told you, I'm really, not that good. If anybody has ever played a game with Don't Blame Hip Hop, be it Call of Duty, be it, you know, wrestling or shit like that, I'm really not good at most of these games playing human competition. I just like to have fun. Now, boxing, I might be able to fuck you up in boxing. But that's...
See, I can't play, but I punch my boxer out. I mean, I throw maybe 200 punches a round, and I end up getting knocked out in the third round because my dude is gassed. It's like...
Oh, yeah, so get you on that, too, so I can get a couple dubs.
Yeah, because I can't. What game was I playing? Fight Night. Was one of my little final round, I think it might have been, or something. The one with Mike Tyson and that's
round three.
That was round three? Yeah. Okay, so what's the one out now?
Champion.
So what's the one before Champion?
Round four?
That's the one I was playing, I believe.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I think that's the one. I can't remember who was on the front because he ain't had a cover. Right, man? I don't know. But I know it's got Ali and Tyson or something. I don't know. But anyway, and I just can't play the boxing games. I try. And I just throw the haymaker and push you and headbutt you. That's what I do. I don't know how to play the game. I don't.
Everybody throws a haymaker, though. That's why you end up getting fucked up. The haymakers do you in. You be worn out.
Yeah, exactly. I told my boxer be punched out by the first round. He's a wrap. He's done. So
it's a damn shame. Is that how you fight for real? You go out swinging like that?
Oh, nah, man. You know me, man. I'm more reserved, man. I sit back and wait. You know, take my shot. You know, shout out to Peabody, my boxing coach. You know what I mean? My boxing coach, Peabody, man. You know, hey, that's the lethal weapon. That's why I used to call him Mel Gibson. Book him, Danny.
Word to Peabody. Yo, so do y'all check the forums? You know,
people, y'all gotta check our forums, man. It was crazy over the weekend, man.
Yeah, my homeboy Peabody, you know, and me and Peabody go back and forth all the time. I don't even know why I go back and forth with him sometimes, but you know, we go back and forth all the time. We got into it in the forums and shit smoothed over, but then I guess somebody else picked up the slack and he said something to somebody else crazy and it went in. So
yeah, him and I, the resident Arnold, he has a problem. I mean, you know, I've seen Arnold get into it with a lot of people. Myself, Verbose, Peabody's latest victim. He even got a P. Well, him and P from the D. It was lightweight, you know, tongue lashing. But you know, Arnold, I don't know. He's got some suppressed anger somewhere. But him and Peabody went at it this weekend, and you know, so shout out to our forums. If you really want to know the story, go to the forums. I'm not gonna sit here and tell you in the podcast. Just go to the forums. You know, if you're not a member of the forum, sign up. You know, it's some good stuff in there. And if it's not any good stuff in there, make some content to go in there, man. I mean, just like, that's what it's for. The forums is basically like stuff that we can't put on the site because it's just like, come on now. Go in the forum. Our forums is wild. We got,
yeah.
Like, if you're a freestyler, you want to rap, we got a room for that. If you want to know what's hot with music wise, we got a room for that. Just general stuff like what a forecast consists of, we got a room for that. You like the girls, we got a room for that. And stuff about the site. If you want to see stuff on the site, concerns, we got stuff for that. We got the fro room. So just check out our forums, man. You know, we're trying to get it popping.
Yeah, we got all that shit. And what we don't have is music downloads. And I know people miss that shit, but look. The fro is free. Nappy Afro, and I feel like I say this shit each time I do a frocast. Nappyafro.com is free. For us to be free, you need to click ads. Outside of clicking ads, we need to keep our shit legal. And the government was going around shutting sites the fuck down?
It was like Homeland Security.
Security is setting sites down for links. So if y'all want to send each other links, you know, PM that shit. Don't put that shit up in the forum, son.
Exactly, it's a little button that say PM. You want to, if you think somebody got something, just PM them, and they got it. They'll send it to you. You don't have to just put it out there on Front Street, you know. But people that's not even joining the forums can get, you know, take advantage of. So you know, so let's make it, you know, that's another incentive of you joining the forum. You know, hey, somebody got the music download you want.
Hey, and that being said, nappyafro.com does not support bootlegging music. I want to get that shit out there right now, you know, for all our future endeavors, past endeavors, you know, we do not support bootlegging music. Go buy the shit. Half the times you can get these CDs, you know, shout out to Lady Gaga, you can get these CDs for 99 cents on iTunes. I think Beyonce's CD is going for 79 cents today.
Exactly. Amazon has those codes and you can basically get the album for free. If you just like the first 2 days the album come out and use the Amazon codes. And I mean, that way you're not hurting the artist. You're actually doing your best to support them, but you're not really hurting your pockets either. So, you know, people, there's ways to, you know, support your artists without hurting your artists. And we were talking about mixtapes, to be honest. So, you know, if you want mixtapes, you know, we can send you those links.
Definitely.
But we don't, LPs, nah, man, we don't do that.
Nah, we don't.
So any record labels, if you got artists that, you know, any freebies y'all want to send us, send them here. We'll take the freebies. So we had one guy at Universal to send us some nice stuff, and you know, we had a couple of contest winners. They received
Yeah.
you know, the CDs and stuff like that. So, you know, hopefully, you know, we get some more of that stuff and we'll pass it on to y'all, man. You know, it's the old people, I mean, not the old people, but the people, the swag, is they call it swag box or whatever they call it?
Yeah, swag bag.
Swag bag,
get
yeah.
Get your bag of swag.
Get your bag of swag.
Do you know how much I hate that fucking word?
No, I never heard that word. Well, I used to hear it, but it was always talking about like football players, like the Miami, the swag. The, you know, he plays with that Florida swag. You know, that's yeah. The only thing I know about. I didn't know. You know, now everybody's swagged out. You know, swag. Little kids do something.
Oh my god! Swag. When they had that, I think it really jumped the shark when they had that Old Spice commercial, and it was called Swagger.
Swagger. No, that's the version of the Old Spice deodorant, Swagger.
Yeah, that's what I meant. Yeah, it's the Swagger. I was like, what the fuck? Are you going to wear Swagger now? I can't take it. So shout out to Royce. Just like in that song, he said, nah, you said swag, so probably not. I'm not fucking with you. You can't say that shit. I hate that damn word. But we talking about music. We got a few more topics, then we could go into a quick break.
Quick. We got to get some drink, fellas. So no music. Usually when the music on, you know, we can run to the bathroom. We do stuff like that. But since y'all, we going hardcore. I'm going to pee on myself on this Frocast just because I don't want to get up.
That's fucked up. Somebody get this nigga the pen so we can do the Frocast. I got it. We got to hit this before we go into the break, though. We posted up Drake's music. You know, Drake, is he releasing every song from his album? Anyway, I'll talk about that shit later. But
we'll talk about it on the flip side.
On the flip side, yeah. It's just,
we got some Drake coming on the flip side. We got a little Tupac action.
And you know what's,
we gotta talk about the BET Awards.
Yeah, that was like, buddy.
You know, BET, they rolled out the red carpet for their awards. So we're going to talk about that when we come back from break.
All right.
Frocast number 10.5, 11, 11. I don't know what number.
Yeah, fuck it. It's number 11. We haven't come up with a name yet, but you know, it'll come later, and then you'll see it. All that good shit.
Let's get a quick break, man, and we'll be right back.
All
right. Yo, what up? This is Generic from Animal Farm. Whenever I'm cruising online, I check out my peoples over at nappyafro.com. Make sure you do the same.
So, all right, man, we back, man. Fresh from the bathroom. Feeling about 10 pounds lighter, man.
Yeah, shout out. Good. Shout out to Ice.
I got to tell my wife to grab some tissue, man, because wiping your ass with paper towel is not the business.
Wait a fucking minute. Y'all got a doorbell, but y'all ain't got no toilet paper?
Hey, man, you got to sacrifice something for that doorbell.
That's the bullshit, nigga. I
had a stack of McDonald's napkins in there. You know, I go to McDonald's, I just grab a whole bunch of napkins, and, you know, why buy toilet tissue when I can get free napkins from any restaurant?
Because you need toilet paper. That's why, motherfucker, because...
Why pay money for something I'm going to put... Yeah, and then throw away? That makes sense.
You must not have company. No one comes to your house, because if I come to your house and there's a stack of napkins by the toilet, I'm mad as fuck.
You should be taking a shit at my house anyway if you come to my house.
Hey,
you
know, if I come to your house and I got a shit, I'm shitting.
No, you don't do that.
Why not? I'm not supposed to hold it?
Yes, that's just like common courtesy. You don't go to my house and just, you know, drop a load, man. Who does that?
I mean, but this is you. You my nigga. We've known each other for 3-4 years now.
I understand that.
I'm shitting at your house, bro.
Cause me, my body, when I'm out of town, I lock up. If I go places, like if I go out of town for 5 days, I'm not taking a shit for 5 days. And it's just like, it's weird. My body does it to me. It depends. Like if I'm at a hotel, I'm good. But if I'm like staying at somebody's house, I won't take a shit. My body would lock up, and I would not have the shit until I get back home. And that's I know that's not right, but that's just what happens to my body, man.
Look here, bro.
Don't
invite me to your house, because if we cool enough for me to come over your house, then we cool enough for me to take a shit. I'm gonna drop a deuce if I gotta go. I'm not holding it. You know what I'm saying? I'm a grown ass man, dog. I'm not gonna hold my boo boo like some nah. Hey, where your bathroom at, bro? I'll be courteous and go to the one in the other half of the house, but I'm gonna go. I'm not holding it for nothing. So if you invite Saul right over your house, have some toilet paper, because I'm gonna go in if you got that. And I'm gonna shit if I gotta shit. That's just where I'm supposed to go. I'm supposed to just hold it or go to like the Quick Trip or the closest gas station.
I mean, what I do when I'm traveling and I gotta use the bathroom, instead of me, like, let's say if I'm traveling, I really have to go, I pull over to like a hotel or something, and I go use their bathroom. Usually the bathrooms at hotels are clean. You know what I'm saying? Even like the ones just like I don't mind, you know, desecrating there because hey, like, gotta do what you gotta do. But you know.
So you just walk through the lobby and act like you got a room?
Walk through the lobby, act like I got a room, and I'm going straight to the bathroom, and I handle my business, and I might go out a side door or something, because, it's weird like that. You know what I'm saying? But I mean, one time, man, oh, my goodness, I was looking for a job, man, and I was applying for a job at the hospital, and it was just like I had to go, you know what I'm saying? And it was like one of those bathrooms, I found like, it was like, man, this might be the most sterile, clean bathrooms of all time, but there's only one stall in there. So I come out and it's a dude, like it was like 2-3 people waiting. I was just like, oh man, I was like, yeah.
You had to come out apologizing. I'm sorry.
I said, I don't know what's going on, but yeah, man. Frocast, look, Fro Nation. We just started talking about dropping the Browns off at the Super Bowl.
Wow.
Man, that's messed up.
From Boo Boo.
Just so you know.
To the
TMI, I wasn't really doing that. I just thought it was funny to segue to it.
This shit was hilarious. It was hilarious.
I mean, I might be lying. I might not be lying.
Yeah, I don't know, but you need to have some toilet paper. I know that shit. You know, speaking of shit, yeah, from Boo Boo to the BET Award. You know, take that how you want to. So, yes. Sunday night, we had the BET Music Awards Spectacular. Shout out to BET, because I know we're about to go in really hard. And I was tearing up Facebook and Twitter last night Sunday night with the jokes. But I'm appreciative of the BET Awards.
Fuck the Grammys.
They talking about the Grammys taking away, was it over 60 categories? A lot of them being black and multicultural centered. They taking them away from the show. Fuck it. Y'all need to just boycott it. R&B, hip-hop, the Latino Awards. All you motherfuckers just need to boycott the Grammys. Come over to BET and make that shit blow up. Because, you know, the Grammys is funded by somebody else and it's put on another station. BET is their own production. So we need to support that shit. But now, with that shit out the way, we about to talk about these damn awards.
Gotta go in, man.
We gotta go in. First, I guess we should talk about who actually won awards.
Okay.
So
album, did they give an award out for Album of the Year or did it just not make the TV?
I mean, there was no... I didn't see it. Now, I'm only going off the ones that I saw. I don't know if they did the Album of the Year, but they did do Female R&B Artist of the Year, and that was Rihanna.
Did Rihanna pick an R&B song? Yeah, you know, I mean, like, who was she going against? I mean, because some of those nominees were atrocious.
It doesn't matter. She's not an R&B singer.
No, she's not.
There's pop music that motherfucker makes.
Oh, yeah, she does make pop.
That's
You're
pop
right.
music, so why the fuck did she win Female R&B Artist? I don't get it. And then you got Male R&B Artist Chris Brown. We all knew Chris Brown was going to win. Like, after last year, the way they shunned him, Chris Brown was going to win a lot of shit this year. And he did. I think he won 4 fucking awards.
So, yeah, I think he won 4 awards. Did you see that article on Reuters? Or whatever? The guy said BET awarded a lot of awards to... ex-criminals and stuff, and I was like,
R-E-U-T-E-R-S, Reuters?
Yes.
Nah, I don't read them, man. I can't.
Man, I just saw the headline. I was just like, are you kidding me? So you didn't want to say anything about any of the positive about the awards, the Humanitarian Award, which Steve Harvey won, or the Lifetime Achievement Award that went to Patti LaBelle. You just want to focus on Chris Brown winning. Who else was a felon that won an award? Mike Vick.
Yeah, like, I mean, and to be honest, that's 2 people.
Yeah.
There's no other felons. There's no one else with a rap sheet that won an award. There's 2 people.
Man. And it's just strange, man. But yeah, it's like the media will find a way to find. I mean, it's like we and when I say we, I'm not saying we as in people. I'm saying we as in black people, because if y'all don't know this or not, King Jeremy is black, and it's just like, I don't know, I like I said, that's our award show, and I really, I like the ratchetness of it. I like every aspect of the BET Awards.
And this year's episode was probably one of the best they've had, as far as errors, now, you know, except for the censors.
The censor guy, I don't know what terrible. Maybe they should go to like a 3 or 5 second delay, because the censor guy was like, censored. He was an air traffic controller. He was asleep. He must have been looking at all the chicks around there, because, you know, you got, I mean, a lot of stuff got through there, man. So, you know, go with a delay next time. You know, 10 seconds if you have to, just so you can get it right.
I don't think they should even be censored. For what? We all know what they're saying. We all know the song. Just let them do what they do.
But it's on prime time. You can't.
Who gives a shit? It's BET.
You can't watch that motherfucker on TV, man.
Hey, it's BET.
It's not Comedy Central. Comedy Central, you get away with a lot of stuff.
Yeah.
That's just, you're not gonna get it. I mean, after 10 o'clock, Comedy Central's off the chain. Like,
I just watched the episode of Boondocks the other night, the chicken flu one. And dude was throwing some shit from the ceiling, from the roof, and he said, "You pussy punk bitches." And I was like, they didn't edit none of that shit? Did he just say pussy punk bitch? Yeah, he did. He said pussy
punk. They say dick pussy, like Workaholics, a funny show. I watch it. They just go ham on that show. And I'm
but that
like,
shit happens on Fox too. They be saying shit on Fox, on Family Guy and shit.
Oh, yeah, Family Guy. Yeah,
so, BET, you need to go ahead and, you know what? Y'all need to reconsider.
And rappers, next year when you perform, do not play the track and you rapping over it. I hate that.
I do hate that shit. You know,
I feel like that's cheating. If you lip sync, one thing, but don't have the track in the background and then you talking over it. And I hate that, you know. And so, rapper, if I was BET, I'd be like, look, first of all, if we gonna play a track, just lip sync. Don't say nothing. And then Drake, speak up next year, man. Drake, he all low talking and everything.
Yeah,
anyway,
let's get back to these. Before we rip the awards, let's talk about the rest of the winners.
It's like a love hate fit. It was like,
I will watch next season. I'll watch next year.
I will watch. I'm going to watch. You know, I really think Kevin Hart did a good job.
Did a great job.
Great. Yeah, great. Not good. Great job. He's probably been, that'll probably be my favorite performer. Well, what do you call it? Host, maybe?
Yeah.
Yeah, he's probably been my favorite host of all, you know, since of all the shows. I mean, Cedric the Entertainer and Steve Harvey just said by itself.
I think it was both of them. It was both. And then you had Jamie Foxx last year.
Okay, yeah. So, you know, that was pretty good, man. Well, I was proud of Kevin Hart. He didn't try too hard to be funny. You know, his lines were, you know, things he did were funny. And he didn't try to be bigger than the show, you know. So
it's not possible. That motherfucker's short. It's not possible.
Low blows.
They're all low blows. But shout out to K Hart, man.
But the thing that really pissed me off more than anything of the BET Awards show was the new category they brought out, the Young Star on the Rise.
I'm positive I'm on the other side of the fence with this, but go ahead. Why do you hate that category?
Because one, it was a new category.
Okay, that happens.
Okay, so they made a new category, Young Star on the Rise, and the nominees were like the Kiki Palmer, who is established in Hollywood and in the music business.
But is she not a young star? She's still like 17.
Okay, she's a young star.
Okay, so
all right.
Okay, so she should be in the category next.
She should be in the category, right? And then we have the Smith kids. All right. And for the first time ever, we had a tie at an award show. I've never seen a tie at all in my award show history. I've watched it. It's got to be a clear-cut winner, right? I mean, wouldn't you think so?
I think that it was Jaden and Willow?
Yes.
Were the two. So I would have given it to Jaden because the movie was a monster. The Karate Kid.
What has Willow done to be considered a star on the rise?
Hey, With My Head Back and Forth was a huge cut, but that was it.
Yeah, that was it.
That was it. So, I mean, I guess my only problem with the award is that someone has to lose. And when you're kids, everybody wins. You know what I'm saying? When you go out and play Little League T-ball and shit like that, the season ends, everybody gets a trophy. You know, you get bullshit trophies. You get, like, best, cleanest uniform and most hits and coolest team player. You get bullshit awards, but everybody wins. And then you get to this award show, and you got these kids, and then somebody's got to lose. That would be my only drawback. But other than that, I don't have a problem with the category. So what, there was a tie?
I don't have anything about the category. I have a problem with the Smith twins winning. You know what I mean? It's just like, I feel like Kiki Palmer has done more and more established than, you know, what they have done.
But so she ain't done shit in the last year.
What you mean? She got a show on. That's True Jackson VP. The only reason why I know about my kid.
Exactly. Go ahead and explain why, the only reason you know.
So I know, I see her on my kids love her show. You know,
your kids love her show. Everybody heard Whip My Hair Back and Forth, and everybody saw Karate Kid.
Okay.
So that's why they won. Like
but I mean, everybody knows about Kiki Palmer. She was in Jumpin'.
They know who Kiki Palmer is, but she ain't done shit. Like,
it's a kill and a B, man. Come on,
that was,
man.
What, 5 years ago?
and she was even younger then.
Okay, like said, so if the war came out 5 years ago, she would have been a shoe-in. But the shit came out this year, and that motherfucker didn't win this year.
I just know. For, I mean, it's a recession. BT, Will Smith, recession. Will came to him and said, hey.
The Barthy Award, is that what you're saying?
Hey, I give y'all a meal if y'all give my kids an award. Okay, what do you think we're going to get? We can't give them Female Artist of the Year. Well, how about y'all make up a category for them to win? Oh, yeah, we'll do that for you, Will. And Will never shows up to the BT Awards.
Will was there last year and the year before. He's always there. Will and Jada are always in the audience. They were definitely there last year because both their kids were on stage. With Jaden was up there with Justin Bieber.
Last year?
Yeah.
You sure that was last year?
Yeah, he came up there with Justin Bieber, and then Justin Bieber was up there with Drake. They were there.
Oh, okay, but damn it, you're killing my argument, Saul, right?
Yeah, because your argument's bullshit, just like your hate against LeBron and your hate against Cam Newton, but go ahead.
I just feel like, you know, hey, BT took some money from Will. He made an award up for his kids because it just, come on, man. I don't know. It just looked too scripted for me. I'm sorry, man. I don't buy into the BS, man. You know?
Whatever, man. Shout out to the Smith family, you know. Shout out to all the people who were nominated in that category. Shout out to Keke Palmer.
Shout out to the other girl who we don't even remember her name, but I know her face. But
yeah, you know, that's what happens. It's hard to remember the nominees because all they post is the winners. And they go through the nominees so fast. It's like, what? Like the female rap category. Like Symphonique. Wow.
Speaking of that, Symphonique, shout out to Master P.
They showed that, but did they show her video on 106 and Park ever?
Then they had two mixtape rappers up there.
Yeah, I don't understand what they did. Yeah, Lola Monroe, really?
Lola, yeah, I was just like, so she got nominated for.
Shout out to Jean Grey. What the fuck was Jean Grey's nomination at?
I mean, it was. I would have been okay with Jean Grey getting nominated, but it was Symphonique, Nicki Minaj, Lola Monroe, and there was somebody else. It was
We will be saying that for every category. We'll name like three people, and then there was somebody else. We're not gonna remember.
I mean, but that was weird, man. Because I was just like, so those are female rappers they picked. Like, I mean, no Trina. I mean, Trina should have been at least nominated. I mean, if you're gonna
nominate Lola Monroe, yeah, I guess you gotta nominate Trina.
Oh, you got to nominate Trina.
They nominated Diamond from
Diamond, the girl that got her car towed.
Diamond has the most hype out of anybody who hasn't done anything in.
And she ain't even that fly.
She really ain't. It's a little tiny.
I mean, that's a,
I like the way she speaks, like though. I like the little southern accent on her. But
yeah, but that's it. That's all she got. That's all she brings to the table.
She got nominated for an award, and she stays getting buzzed. I don't really understand the Diamond hype. Because she was on that remix, Ludacris' remix.
She sure was in that, what's the name of
the song? My Bitch Bad.
My Chick Bad? Yeah, My Chick. Yeah.
Dang, so she stayed. Yeah, she stayed getting pub. I don't understand it. Now, when she was with, who was that? Was that Crime Mob she was with?
Crime Mob, yes.
Her, it was Diamond and the other chick.
Princess,
before they fell out. I thought they was dope then. But
yeah, they
then
were.
Crime Mob fell apart, and then Diamond and Princess got into it.
Yeah, that Crime Mob was, it was too many. Like, it's something about, there's too many of them. Then you had one member of the group, he assaulted his little brother. When I say assault, I ain't talking about, like, put his hands on him, beating him. He was, like, assaulting him, like, raping.
What?
Oh, you didn't know? Oh, yeah.
What?
Yeah, one of the members. Yeah, it was bad, man. So it was like that whole Crime Mob thing. You know, I know they just want to put that behind them. Plus, they were young kids still in high school when they came with this group. And, you know, it was a hassle for them going to school and all that crap. And, you know, Rocky Hips was like their last song, wasn't it? You know?
Yeah, Rocky Hips was major.
Yeah, it was. That was like their big track besides Nuck If You Buck. But that, I think that might have been, that was more crossover appeal than Nuck If You Buck. Yeah. But, and then.
Was definitely some holy shit.
Oh yeah, it was. I still love that song though. Then you had the performances, man. My favorite performance of the night, personally, was what's her name, Sherelle and Alexander O'Neal.
Nigga,
Saturday Love.
Nigga,
that was.
Nigga,
that remind me of my drunk aunt and my even drunker uncle.
Yo, were those teeth in his mouth or Tic Tacs?
No, I think they were chewed up chiclets. I don't know what.
Yo. Man,
it's
look
like
here.
He had chewed on a stick of dynamite before he walked out on stage, but it was just like, it was like we was at a cookout with my drunk aunt and my drunker uncle. They might not have been married, but they sitting there like, I mean,
and
that was
still together.
yeah, we still together. Like, they just got through fighting and she just got through calling. They song come on, they just jump up, he's just singing, and you know, because he didn't sing one note, I don't think.
No, he did. The note he sung was, "Baby, I need you, baby. I gotta have you, baby. Oh, baby." I was like, this nigga forgot all the words.
Yes,
he forgot. And she was sitting there trying to carry him. But yes, she didn't know what the fuck he was singing.
Like, I remember this song, but I don't remember it going like that. You know, she did her part. And, you know, shout out to Sherelle. She still look, you know, hey, for her age, I know she in her 50s. It gotta be.
Yeah.
You know, but,
yeah, you know, it was definitely interesting. I think my favorite performance, and you know, I'm gonna come from a different side of it, was Jill Scott. I would love to see an entire set of Jill's, like, artists do sets like that where they act out a live action video of the song. I thought that shit was dope as hell.
I'm sorry, man. Jill, man, I didn't know she had them chicken legs like that. Man, Jill, man, we're gonna have to work on your legs down there,
girl. It's gonna look like chicken legs because her top is so big. It's gonna look like chicken legs. It's not really, you know, the case, but that's how it looks. Man. Fix your mic, bruh.
Mic messing up again?
Yeah, you sound like it was falling off your head or something like that, bruh.
Actually, it was. I mean, I'm funny you should say that.
Saw right, nose on, bruh.
Exactly. Now, I see your picture here. It's just, let me look, see your eyes move.
Yeah, you know, I it's because you got, you know, napkins. I got to watch and make sure you straight because you got napkins in the bathroom. And it's just not right. You still sound like you're far away.
What about, is this better, man?
A little bit. Yeah.
A little bit. Maybe. My sound low?
Yeah, maybe your sound low. I don't know. Something changed.
Okay. Is this
there better? We go.
Okay. I keep in this position. No homo. But, yeah. It did not. But honestly, my favorite performance might have been the Ace Hood remix, the Hustle Hard with Ross and Wayne. And, you know, because it was just like, it was energy. And that's just what, I mean, matter of fact, Ross was everywhere that night. I mean, he probably did like three performances.
Yeah, Ross was out there damn near every other set.
Yeah, and Mary J. Blige opening up the show might be my favorite. Okay, that took me back to, like, that was nostalgic for me because she did all my favorite songs. She did, she came out to the Mary's joint. She did Real Love. She did, what else she did? I don't know what she, You Bring Me Joy. I mean, I was just like, hey, Mary.
Mary needs to not do that dance step again. She was wore the fuck out.
Hey,
she did that dance, like, and she started singing again. I was like, damn, poor baby is tired as shit.
I said, look at her. But she did her all, man. Then they bought her. Who's that old lady they bought her?
Anita Baker, motherfucker.
Oh, that's Anita Baker. Oh, okay,
Jesus Christ.
My bad. I was like, who's this old lady?
Did he just disrespect Anita Baker by calling her this old lady? You didn't even know the song?
Nah, I'm just like, okay, you know, yeah, listen, okay, I don't know if y'all know this about me. I did not grow up listening to R&B music. Okay?
Oh shit, have y'all seen his reviews on Soul Elections?
I'm sorry, I admit it. I mean, I grew up listening to hip-hop. Like, that's it. I mean, my mom would listen to Christian music, and I went to the far extreme with the hip-hop. Like, so, it's like, my mom would be listening to Reverend Janis Barnes and whatever his name is, old Rugged Cross singing-ass nigga. And then I come in the house with As Nasty As They Want To Be. And I used to get so much trouble. My mom was like, don't be bringing this music in my house. But I couldn't stop. You know what I'm saying? So, and it was just like, and that's just what it was. And like, I would hear the R&B music on the radio. Or if I was at my auntie house, like, she was like one of those that kept the radio playing 24 hours a day. She sleep with the radio on. It's always on. So I would hear like little Luther Vandross songs or something like that. But as a whole, I don't really know too much about R&B music. So when that was like, oh, that was Aretha Franklin. I was just like, no, who you say she was?
God damn it. Anita Baker.
Anita Baker. You know what I'm saying? I was just like, oh, okay. I didn't know
that. They can say Aretha Franklin.
I mean, I know that she, I know her if I see her. But you know, what I mean.
Shout out to Anita Baker, man. This nigga.
And then, you know, the Lifetime Achievement Award went to Miss Patti LaBelle, and who was that lady they had singing in her? Like, somebody said she's like a slave version of Cinderella. Who was that lady?
Shirley Caesar,
the gospel singer.
Yes.
Now, see, I know who she is. Why? Because my mom used to listen to that all the time. I didn't know what she looked like, but I knew her name. I thought she was dead, bro.
No, sure. And I met Shirley Caesar. Shout out to Shirley Caesar. She'll never hear this, but she's a really nice woman. She's really nice.
I mean, you can't be in rapture with the Lord that much to be mean, man. You gotta understand. She's a pastor now, ain't she? An evangelist.
Yeah, bro. Yeah, she's a pastor.
Okay,
so she's dope.
Shouts out to that.
It was a good night, you know. Oh, we didn't talk about it as much as, you know, this is the Frocast. This is a hip-hop site. This is a hip-hop podcast. We got to talk about the other rap artist. The male hip-hop artist of the year was Kanye West. No okay, shit. No shit.
I mean, Kanye, I would have wanted, you know, me personally, I'm biased. I want Rick Ross to win because I think nobody had a better year than Ross. You know what I mean? I mean, Kanye, he made the storylines for stuff other than music, you know?
Yeah, but whose album went platinum?
I mean, like I said, Kanye West, he's a bigger star than Rick Ross. Like, I mean, it's people that, you know, he's... Man said George Bush don't like black people. Like, come on, man. That's just like, you know, come on. That everybody gonna remember who Kanye West is. Kanye West is the black guy that upset the pretty blonde haired white girl on TV. You know,
that'll make them buy his album.
But see, but they know who he is.
Okay, and then what?
They might listen to his music and be like, oh, he's not as bad as I thought he was.
Understand that as much as they hated Kanye for that little incident, it didn't help his sales. Like, Kanye does what he does. The nigga gets his props because he's good. He didn't get the shit because of controversy or because somebody wanted to just check him out after he dissed a white girl on TV. Don't understate it. I mean, I feel you. I think Rick Ross had a really good album. But, you know, you talking about My Beautiful Dark Twisted Fantasy? That was the album of the year. So Kanye should have got the male hip-hop artist of the year.
We can agree to disagree on that one because I really think Teflon Don was better than Dark Fantasy.
Really?
Yes, I do. It was just like, I mean, I can't listen to Twisted Dark Fantasy all the way through. I can't.
That's wow.
I skip one song on the Ross album. I probably skip four on the Dark Fantasy. You know what I'm saying? It's like,
did they have the same amount of tracks? Dark Fantasy had like 16.
They had the same
I said 12.
Okay. Yeah, so it's like 12 and 12. So, you know, I don't know. Because I don't, you know, after Runaway Love go off, and it's like, I skip a song before Runaway Love come on. Actually, what's this song? I'm not going to go into the deepness of it, but, you know, I'm in the middle. Like, I respect Kanye, what he does. I like that album. I just don't think it was better than Rick Ross' album.
Well, you know, shout out, I guess. It is,
you know, like I said, that still wasn't the second best album that year. You know what I'm saying? Then you had the Roots album came out last year, which
I am so upset at how criminally that album has been slept on.
I mean, it's not even gold. And I'm thinking,
I can't
like,
understand it.
I'm thinking with them being on TV every night, like, y'all didn't open up that, you know, every, you know, like,
I put that in the fucking review. I said this shit would probably go platinum or at least gold because they were on that show. And I don't understand it all. That is one of the best albums. Damn. Shout out to the Roots.
Yeah, shout out, man.
If y'all don't have that album, you really need to go get it, or you can check out my review on nappyafro.com and see what I had to say about it. But that was an amazing album. I still play that one. Like a lot of albums that we review, after I'm done with it, I don't listen to it for a long ass time because I'm sick of it. Because I don't just put the album on and start writing. I listen to the album at least 5 or 6 times before I start writing anything. So I usually get sick of some shit real quick, but that album still gets burned. So shout out to the Roots. It's a damn shame y'all don't get more recognition. Maybe next year they'll pull a Jay-Z and then they'll get nominated again for the same fucking album.
Again, yeah, exactly. Maybe they'll come out with a single that maybe they'll get the Grammy next year. Who knows?
They might as well. I mean, give it to the Blueprint 3 2 years in a row. You might as well at least get a Roots a Grammy. Shit, not just they got one Grammy nomination. I think they got one.
They got Grammy. They do have Grammys, though, don't they?
I don't know that they've ever.
I know they got one for "Baby, You Got Me." That song.
Yeah, that was their breakout album, "Things Fall Apart."
Yeah, "Things Fall Apart." I did not like that album.
Really?
I only like 3 Roots out. 3.
Which 3?
The second one. "Do You Want More?"
Right.
I like "Ill of Death Half Life," and right. I like the one that just came out last year.
Damn.
I just, it's just something, you know, like, you know, that's just my choice. Like, I stopped listening to the Roots for a long time because I was just like, after Ill of Death Half-Life, I was just like, yeah, you know, all that Friendology, all that, nah, I'm not.
No tipping point, no. Wow, and Things Fall Apart was their biggest album, I think, to date. Like, as far as sales go, commercially, that was their biggest album.
See, I just, that's the one where, yeah, where you got, nah, I didn't like that. I ain't say, I didn't even give it a chance. So I ain't gonna say I didn't like it. I just didn't listen to it. Cause I was like, after they made.
Oh, you know, well, just, shit. You didn't try and listen to it. I mean, you should. If you like the last album, you should check out Things Fall Apart.
Cause the last album was, you know, I feel like that was like, except for that one song, but, oh, God, that.
That's the end. That song.
It's like, so it's just like the beat, the guy rapping, STS, whatever his name. It's just like, I was just like, man, this song right here. Just, but other than that, I could, that whole album, I can ride through. I remember me and my wife was moving, was packing boxes and stuff, and she even liked that album, so I knew the album was good. My wife, she's not anti hip hop, but you know, she hip hop ain't her thing. Like, she the R&B cat, you know, she the Solections, I'm Nappy Afro. And it's just like, that's how it works.
Oh, is she checking out Selections? I mean, when the site come back up, it should be up next week. Is she check out the site?
Yeah, cause that's how she knows. She'd be like, oh, I need that album or something like that. She'd tell me about music.
Shout out to Queen Germany. That's good shit. You know, I like all of my three readers.
Yeah, she likes to she reads the stuff. That's her thing.
That's good shit. You know, I appreciate that. Shout out to me.
But you know. That's it. But as far as the awards go, let's see who else we had. The big snafu tonight. We had Chris Brown. You know, he was there.
Yeah, Chris won four awards last night.
Four awards, and he had like a ski mask. What was up with that? With his
boy DeJuan Porter. Shout out to DeJuan P on YouTube. Was like, yo, I need one of them things that he got on. You know, I need one bad. I was like, so you want a sequin skull scarf? He was like, damn, it looked better than you said what it was. I'm like, yeah, that nigga had on a scarf with a skull on it, and it was shiny.
That's one of them little ski masks that you wear, like, that go via, you remember Ghostface used to wear them back in the day, the Wu-Tang Cats used to wear them.
But that's not gangster. You can't wear sequins and be gangster.
Oh, yeah, the sequins threw it all off. That's all. I was like, why is that dude got sequins? But I say, he light-skinned, so, you know, who knows, man. You never know with the light-skinned guys.
Man, with the blonde hair at that. He won for best collaboration, too. Look at me now. I want to know, what's the cutoff for these award shows? Because Look at Me Now just came out, like, 2-3 months ago?
It came out, it came out like...
Come on, dog. It came out after his album dropped, or right before his album.
I mean, hey, Deuces was nominated, and that came out last year, like August. Hey,
so what's the cutoff? Did they run that shit from January to April?
It must be show to show. Like, yo,
I was like, what the hell? And then if that's what happened, then how come we didn't see Killer Mike get nominated for shit? Because he really had a major... That album was dope.
You know, Killer Mike's, he's one of those guys at BET, like, nah, you too smart for BET. Like,
Shout out to all of Atlanta.
You know, so that's probably, I think, that's just one of those, you know, they don't want rappers that's, you know, like, Killer Mike is he's a smart rapper, but he's also a street rapper, so they like, you know, we don't know how to handle this guy, you know what I'm saying? Because it's like, he's not going to just fall for the Okie, though. He's not a Walker, you know, they called Walker Flocka to come from Atlanta before they called Killer Mike, you know.
That's true.
Sad.
And they gave out new artists to Wiz Khalifa, too.
Yeah. Wiz, shout out to Wiz, man. I finally found a Wiz Khalifa song I like. I'm on my level, yeah. I'm on my level, yeah. I said, oh, I like that one, man. I can understand why people like Wiz Khalifa, man.
I've heard Wiz Khalifa's music. It was done by Devin the Dude, and it was done better. That's all I'm saying. You know, I ain't trying to diss, but like, if you're gonna do what somebody else is already doing, do it better. And I don't think he's doing it better than Devin. I don't think he's doing it better than the original Snoop when he was first doing this shit. Like, whatever.
Snoop could rap better back in the day.
He really could. When he first came out, that motherfucking deep cover. Snoop, oh my God.
I'm talking about like on that song, the Shiznit. That's like Snoop was spitting on that song.
What happened, Snoop?
CD
shut up,
on
Snoop.
The TV, using BG. I'm, yes, I'm an OG. I mean, the dude used to, Snoop used to really spit. So that's
now
why
his
like,
last, his last what, six albums have been different versions of SNOOP. SNOOP. It's Snoop Deagle Double G. We get it, dog. We know how to spell your name. You've been spelling it for 20 years. We got 20 it.
20 years, Snoop. We got know. It. Unless you change it to something else.
Yeah.
We know how to spell your name.
And shout out to K Hart for calling that shit out. Talking about Diddy. Act your age. Stop coming up with all these nicknames. Kevin Hart was really going in on some of these cats. He talked about Busta Rhymes' vest. He said, what are you wearing, brains? Like, he was really going in. He told Neo to take his hat off. Then he told him to put that motherfucker back on because he looked like an alien.
About, he talked about the kids. Say, yo, Will, what's up with them leopard pants? Nobody would say.
What about Kevin Hart's jacket he came out with? That armadillo skin jacket. Armadillo skin he had on.
That's when he was doing the little...
Yeah, nigga, that jacket was the worst shit ever. It looked like an elephant's ass or something. I said, what is this cat wearing, dude? He needed the note man for that shit.
Exactly. He needed his note man.
He definitely did that shit. We had the gospel. We talked about that for a second. The gospel.
Hey, excuse me, Lord. I know it's thunder and lightning outside, but Mary, Mary... Hey,
you can get it.
Hey,
that's what you're gonna say. I already know.
Like Steve Harvey said, is anything he said? Hey, Yolanda Adams a fox. You know what I'm saying? Like, hey, but hey, I don't know which Mary I was talking about. But the Mary that had the little orangey pants on.
That's Erica.
Oh, okay. The one that do the models for the jeans and stuff. Hey, all I'm gonna say, God bless you.
You know, on thatsite.com, they was talking about. How that wasn't really Christian. Is that Christian for her to wear those pants? And like, is that?
It's Christian. What? I can see if she had on some
she
of those,
was covered up nicely.
I can see if she had on some of those tight pants, and you know how the girls' pants be so tight they be dipping down in the back, and you see the little, you know, that. Come on, now let's be honest.
I like those high like the 70s pants, those high waisted hip huggers. I like those pants. She looked good. It was a really nice outfit.
Nothing was wrong with what she had on. I mean, like I said, it left a lot to the imagination. She wasn't looking slutty. I mean,
no cleavage. Shout out to no cleavage.
Yeah. I mean, you know, that's what people, I've seen worse at churches. You know what I'm saying? She was at a award show. What do you want her to come out there in a choir robe?
Apparently, they want her to come out. I mean, Shirley Caesar was showing more skin than Mary Mary.
Exactly.
Shirley Caesar's whole back was out.
Oh, man. And it was.
Stop it.
But speaking of backs.
This is one of the best segues ever in Frocast history, but go ahead. I already know where you're going. Go ahead.
So, I didn't see the awards live. I DVR'd it, but around about a certain time, my phone just started blowing up. People called me. Beezy called me. Stick Peter Virus called me. My wife called me. And my brother called me, and I was like, what's going on? What's up? What's going on in this war show? You have to see Free. You have to see Free. My wife, your girlfriend on TV? And so once my wife called me and told me that Free was on TV, I said, this must be major. So I get home. I'm watching. Then I see, oh, my goodness. Oh, that's how I felt. Like, opening up that on Pulp Fiction, when they opened up that box and that gold shine.
Yeah.
But it was silver this time. I was like, because, I mean, I knew she was holding like that because back in the day, I seen her at, doing Spring Bling in one of the shows. I was there. You know, and then Free was, she was beautiful back then. This was like 2003. Right. You know what I'm saying? So now, you know, she's 43 years old, which ain't bad. Like, I mean, you know, definitely MILF status.
Right.
But that, man, oh my goodness. I mean, for her, it turned into be a trending topic. The next day, Free ass was all over. Not just it was a world trending topic. Free ass.
Trending topic.
Because Free's that's just, and shout out to Jose 3030, because he the one that captured that image that was is burned into my memory. And then somebody said it looked like it shaped like the continent of Africa. When they said that, I said yes. That's it. Man. Wow.
Yeah, I've always been like a big Free fan. I always thought she was gorgeous. I always thought that she was dope. Even on 106 and Park, I thought she kind of carried the show. Like, just the way she was doing that shit. So when.
I mean, AJ was a good wingman, though. I gotta
get. He was good, but he was definitely the wingman.
Yeah, he was, yeah, of course.
He was definitely the wingman of that shit. So I've always been a Free fan. So when I saw her on the show, actually when they did the award show last year, and she showed up and was doing some shit. I was peeping how Jamie Foxx was trying to creep her. You know, Foxx, I'm gonna knock you the fuck out. He was creeping on Freed In. So then when I saw her last on Sunday, I was like, holy. And matter of fact, I wasn't even watching at that point because this was the after show. I was trying to work on some shit for Soul Elections, and my wife's talking some damn. And I said, what you talking about? She don't even curse. I was like, what? And she was like, Free look like, I mean, what's going on? And I looked up and I was like, Jesus Christ, you about to knock out the left side of my TV. That shit's like major.
It was like Kelly Rowland. Everybody was like, oh, Kelly Rowland looks so nice. Then she stood next to Free and it was like Galacticus just swapped her up. It's like, nah, you move out the way, Kelly. Wow, and her butt just, whoop. I mean, it was, man, I mean... I'm not trying to objectify Kafri. She spoke about it on the radio the next day about how she felt about it. You know, she was, you know, she was flattered. She was offended. You know, she was just like, you know, I mean, I have never been a woman a day in my life, but I mean, I couldn't imagine the attention she received that night. I'm sure Birdman went up to her and was like, yo, I want you. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
like,
I'm sure there was a lot of inappropriate and indecent proposals. Backstage.
I'm sure everybody see her. They're like, holla, 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 holla.
Yeah, holla.
I know she felt like that all night long, because man, oh my goodness, I mean, wow.
And she, you know, she check out the forums. There's a song that she made in there about her ass or her mixtape that I don't know if anybody got but me. Before this incident,
it was before the incident.
She made this song, and so if you don't have the mixtape, you can go check out the song on the forums, and you can listen to the interview she did in the forums, and you can download the mixtape and hear what she had to say about it. All that good shit. It was definitely a show. Yeah, shout out to Free and Free's ass.
My goodness,
that was something else right there.
Yes, that made the show worth watching. BET shout out. And, you know,
that was a bigger moment than the flub of the night. Goes to Tiffany Green.
He said big. Oh, sorry.
Focus.
Tiffany Green, man. Yes, man.
So, first of all, I don't know what her backstory is. I just saw her on Twitter that night. And she already had 20,000 followers.
For her to be normal as she was, you know, not, I ain't saying normal, everybody's normal, but you know what I mean. Not a person in the limelight. I guess she got all these followers from the BET thing, but
that's what I'm saying. It doesn't sound right. They say that she was just a regular fan who won. But when I went to her page, she had 21,000 fans. Now, I know she didn't add 21,000 followers in seconds at the BET Awards. You know what I'm saying? That didn't happen. You know, Twitter moves fast, but it don't move that fast.
I know somebody just a regular college student. She got 30,000 followers.
30,000?
30,000.
Does she write or something?
No.
Does she go to parties?
No. She's just a normal student.
She got an ass like Free?
No.
Okay, yeah, we have to talk about that shit. I don't understand. Yes. I don't get it. But I'm
she
not
posts on that site. Look, she posts on that site. And it's like she just normal, but she got 30,000 followers. Her page was verified at one point. I was like, "Why is your page verified?" And she was like, "But they took the verified away because I guess they found out she wasn't famous." But they were just like,
"God damn, wow!"
I was just like, "Wow!" But I don't know how they do that, man. I mean, Nappy Afro, we struggling. We just over 1,000. It took us 4 years to get 1,000.
Yeah, you motherfuckers need to follow Nappy Afro and shit. You know, follow. If you're on Twitter, you might as well just go to Nappy Afro and follow up. You know, we tweet about all kinds of shit. You get the, when we actually post some shit, if you follow the Twitter, it automatically goes to Twitter. So you can get the hot link right then. Automatic. Exactly. You don't even have to do work and check the site. It just shows up.
Yeah. It's going to get you there. But yeah, Tiffany
Green. Yeah, Tiffany Green. And I'm not hating on her followers. Let me get that shit out the way because I know how this shit goes. I'm not hating. I'm just saying that when I went to her page, for her to be such a random winner and just a lucky regular person, she had a lot of followers. So Germ says that shit's possible. It happens. You can find her on Twitter. You know, put in Tiffany Green. You'll find it. It's the first account that shows up. But what happened was she was presenting the award. What she won was a chance to present an award to, I think it was the fan favorite.
The viewer's choice.
And she's a big Nicki Minaj fan, so she got on stage and she waves to Nicki Minaj and all that shit. So she's reading off this list. She says, okay, and the winner for viewer's choice is... She looks down at these fucking Sprint tablets that, of course, we're going to fuck up at some point because Sprint is a piece of shit. But she looks down at the tablet and she's like, oh, you see the what the fuck face? And then she looks up at the teleprompter.
Matter of fact, it started a new new meme on the internet. It's called the Tiffany Green face.
But go ahead.
That like people be like, already. Somebody say something, they say Tiffany Green face. Like, okay.
Damn. Yeah, she had the face and she looked at the teleprompter. She looked even more confused.
Yes.
And then she says, Chris Brown. And so everybody's like, okay. And then she said, oh, Rihanna? And then that really when people started booing.
And Terrence J was like, what? Like,
yeah, he kind of looked at her. And then Roxy was looking like, oh, what the fuck just happened? And then come to find out it wasn't either. You know, the fans started booing. And Drake comes up to accept Rihanna's award, which was already weird to me. So I don't
Rihanna
know
what happened there.
Rihanna
he was on
there,
the song.
Drake
he was on the song. He was on the What's My Name song. He was on the song.
Yeah, but you know, they have a relationship outside of that song, apparently. Allegedly, they fucking around.
Wow, she too rough for Drake. She gonna beat Drake ass.
Hey, you know, whatever it is, but allegedly, they fucking around. That was, you know, I think the weekend before they were seen kicking it some weekend or some shit like that. So that's what the tabloids report. And you know, if I'm finding out about it, it really must be out there, because I don't even read that tabloid bullshit. So that's what I allegedly heard. So afterwards, at the end of the show, Kevin Hart comes out and tells him that the actual award winner was Chris Brown. So now, my Twitter line, and I think I was the first one to post it, was Drake done took Chris Brown's girl and his fucking award.
Drake don't want them problems with CB.
Now, Chris Brown is a certified gangster rapper now.
He's a goon, man. He's a goon. He's like one of the gooniest R&B singers, like Life Jennings, man. He up there with Life.
Yeah, shout out to Life. I think that nigga just went to jail again.
Yes. I mean, he's living up to his name.
God damn. So yeah, that was the flub of the night. And of course, backstage she was crying and she was pissed off because the way she reported it was that the tablet stopped working. I guess before it cut off or whatever, it said Chris Brown. She looked up at the teleprompter, it said Rihanna. Or it may have been vice versa, actually. I forget. Either way, she said one wasn't working, the teleprompter said something else. And so she was upset and people were going in on her. And eventually they started consoling her and, you know, she's back on Twitter and she's fine. But that is a moment that will always be talked about. For BET Awards of 2011, that will be the moment of the entire award show.
So now they need to go back to the envelope.
Got to go back to the envelopes. That shit.
Yeah. I mean, I understand the technology thing was cute, but when you got stuff like that, man-made, you're going to have man-made problems. So if you go back to the envelope, clack, clack, you know, I don't care how many girls' nails got tore up or whatever, how long it took you to get that little, make a smaller piece of paper then. How about you do that? Since you talking about, oh, we can't get the paper out of the envelope. Hey, crack it open, bam, tear it open. Just have a tear-open envelope.
Or just have the motherfucker scratch off like they do lottery tickets. Just scratch the motherfucker off. You can't just say that. Hey, up.
Or just say, don't have nobody announce it. And the winner is, and they just come up there on the screen.
That would be good, too. But then what do you need a host for? The people could do the award show.
Yeah, you're right, man. Because I really do hate the little segues. Like, when people like Taraji P. Henson. And she would forever be my baby for playing, what's her name, Baby Boy?
Yeah, I
don't know. Like, Yvette.
Yeah.
Because
there was two women names in the lead, so I just couldn't, you know, Jody and Yvette.
Yeah,
and,
exactly.
Yvette. I was about to call her Jody because it should have been Jody, but yeah.
I would have said that. I'm like, yeah, Jody. Yvette, she forever be my baby for that role. And the role she played in, was it Pimps Up movie? Pimps Up Hoes Down. What was it? Hard Out Here for a Pimp.
Yeah, that movie.
Hustle and
Flow, yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Just you know, just her downness, that the actress that she played, her two favorite roles. But then when she goes out there with that little routine, the little rep wiener joke, I said, come on. A lot of black people, the rep wiener joke flew right over their head. They don't know who rep wiener is.
Not only did they not know who it was so old at this point.
Yeah, it was like, it was dated. It was 2 weeks ago. It was something crazy. The scandal went over 2 weeks ago, but then you had a rep wiener joke and nobody laughing. And then they even had a Charlie Sheen joke. Like, come on, really?
Yeah, you know, shout out to Johnny Mack, Chris Spencer, Buddy Lewis. I think they wrote most of the jokes for that night. And, yeah, y'all had a couple fuck-ups.
They had a couple duds. I mean, I don't know if it was the joke was a dud or the delivery was a dud, but... Nah,
it was a combination of both. It was, you know, you can't...
How did you feel about the Bieber, Nicki Minaj all thing?
Okay, first let me get this off my chest because I was really pissed off about it. I don't like how BET is trying to shove Justin Bieber down our throat.
What's wrong with Bieber?
Nothing's wrong with Bieber. Take your ass to MTV. That's where you do your numbers. Bieber, there has never been a Bieber video, even on BET. Even when he showed up, I don't think they showed his video.
For real?
Yeah, when he was there, I don't think he was even doing a video then. He was there because he was on the award show. But he wasn't there to release a video. So why the fuck is he there when you got like, what's the dude's name? Juwan Harris? The little boy that's coming out doing his shit, the little black dude. There's a lot of little black kids that are doing the same shit as Bieber. Of course, they're not as major because they're not, you know, backed by Disney and the rest of the free world. But they shoving Bieber down our throat, and we have our own, and I'm saying we have our own as in black folks because this is black entertainment television. We have our own stars that are doing the same shit that could use some recognition. So
I can agree with that.
I don't get with that. However,
you know, Bieber's dying in my house, so I can't really say nothing.
Yeah, I know you can't. I won't even, you know, I understand how it goes. But the fact that they had that segment up there with him and Nicki Minaj was the most awkward, nasty. I mean, did we just get through this R. Kelly shit? Like, it just wasn't right. And then for her to say, can you handle these curves? It was too much. It was too much for me.
But you know, Nicki Minaj, she showed, you know, that wasn't her best performance of the night was when, did she even perform that night?
No, she didn't perform, and she was supposed to perform with Lil' Kim, wasn't she?
That was a rumor, but Lil' Kim was at the gay parade saying she wasn't going to the EBT Awards, and I'm just like, you weren't invited. That's why you're not going.
Right, you don't have shit out. What are we going to nominate you? And the PayPal album of the year goes too.
Yeah, let's not act like, you know, they was like, oh, Kim, will you come? No, Kim, they didn't ask you to come. You know what I'm saying? It was like, stay away. You know what I'm saying? But, you know, but when Nicki won the award for Rapper of the Year, the way she, like, oh, I'm so, you know, that was cute. I mean, I really liked that because, you know, she was an actress. You know what I'm saying? You know, she went to a performing arts school to be an actress. So, you know, she can do it, you know, so it's going to be good to see Nicki go further in her career. So, you know, that's going to be funny to see her acting Minaj.
Yeah, I mean, well, she's acting now. I mean, she acts when she does all these albums.
Yeah.
That's why she has all the voices and animations and shit, which I personally think is dope. Anybody who's saying otherwise, you know, if you like Old Dirty Bastard, if you like Mystical, if you like Busta Rhymes, and you don't like Nicki Minaj, you're a hypocrite. I'm putting that shit out there, but
I agree.
The way she came out there and accepted the award, she was like, oh, I can't believe I won. And everybody started laughing.
Yeah, she's like, no.
She didn't
like
mean
that.
It like that, but I'm like, yo, that's how it's going to go down.
Nah, she did. That was like, she was like, no, I'm just surprised. No.
Meant it in a venomous kind of way.
I believe you.
I think she really was happy that she won. I give her that she may have been happy. I don't think she meant any venom, you know. Well, maybe, you know what, that could have been a little subtle-ass distance.
Yeah, because she was like, look who y'all had me going against. Like, how was I not going to win?
It could have been a diss against Lil' Kim.
Yes.
It could have been like, bitch, I'm still rapping a year. That, you know what, it could have been a diss. It don't matter to me. Nicki Minaj, you know I'm your fan, so shout out to Nicki Minaj. Oh, and speaking of which, by the time this post will probably already be up, the Bratz mixtape finally came out.
Yes, All Right Rejoices.
Yes, I'm very happy. I haven't listened to a single bar off that album, but I really don't give a fuck because the bread is my shit. So, you know, it'll be on the site. I'm definitely going to post this shit up probably before you hear this forecast. So if you haven't heard it, you know, go ahead and download that shit because I'm going to put it up there. It might not get no comments. I don't give a shit. I'm doing my part to move the movement. Shout out to the Brat. Shout out to So Def and all that shit. But yeah, the female rap game, you know, maybe next year they'll actually do something to promote this shit. Like, I think BET does a lot of shit where they don't promote the people that they give awards to. They gave out international awards, like two international artists of the year, international artists and international stars, some shit. They gave that out. I haven't seen a single international song on the fucking BET ever. They gave out, you know, the female rap award, but I don't see any female rappers on BET but Nicki Minaj. Yep. And they had the one chick that was in the Freestyle Fridays.
Oh, they had her up there?
No, but I'm saying they had a chick on the show.
Oh, okay.
She made it damn near to the finals.
She did make it to
she
the
made
finals.
She didn't make it to the finals against Blind Fury. She was in the semis.
Oh, yeah. She lost to my boy Moon.
Yeah,
oh,
yeah.
God.
She lost
to Moon. But Moon mopped up, though, man. Moon
he was a bad motherfucker, dog, for real.
Moon was sick. Like I said, if you take away Blind out of the Fury part, Moon won that battle, man.
Hey.
I mean, if go back and look at it. Moon killed him. I like Blind Fury, but come on, some of the novelty was this is a blind dude rap.
Definitely, he definitely got to that point because he. I mean, what are you gonna say if you come to rapping and you meet somebody who's blind? What can you say that works? And a couple dudes tried it. They tried to say something about you can't see me and shit like that, but it just came off as corny. And then Blind Fury would come in, and then this nigga started singing. Did you see that episode when he sung the intro to his rap?
Yes.
He came in and sung six bars. I was like, this dude is a problem. And then his single came out. He got a video out, and it was dope.
So, I mean, like I said, I'm a fan of Blind Fury, but I really think Moon bought it. Come on, Moon. Like, he remind me of a little DMX or something, man. It's like, you know, not, you know, just, maybe it was just aggressive. I mean, he was just so aggressive with the rhymes and the way he attacked. I mean, I'm just like, yo, I was feeling it. You know, I was like, yo, I like the way he doing that, man. So, you know.
Shout out to BET for doing the Freestyle Friday. I really, if there's no other day that I watch, I definitely watch on Friday so I can try
Freestyle Friday. And it's just like, you know, that's the highlight of my, you know, of the 108. I never watch videos. I mean, I didn't even know, like, when YouTube came around, what's the point of watching videos anymore?
Man,
know?
Shit. Like, I still watch because, I mean, that's what we do. This is Nappy Afro and Soul X, so I watch, you know, to keep up with what the fuck's going on. But
yeah, because I'm surprised when I seen the video. It's like, I'm like, oh, they got a video for that? Like, oh, they got a video for that? Because I just never watch them. I
mean, it's the only video show on TV, though, right? Outside of Centric and VH1, so those novelty channels.
Yeah,
MTV doesn't show videos anymore, for real.
Not on MTV. They might have them on, like, 2 or something, like when they had a Sucker Free block.
Yeah, I think MTV 2 does the Wake Up or some shit like that.
Yeah.
For a couple
it's
hours.
Not like, yeah, it ain't like...
It's no hosted video show anymore.
Yeah, TRL, none of that. Yeah, you're right, man. So, dang.
That's fucked up. BET, y'all need to bring back Video Soul, too. There's no reason for Marcia...
Did they have a rap city?
No, you know what? Marcia Ambrosius kicked it off. She said in the after party, she said, you know, they need to bring back Rap City.
Wow.
And Tigger was standing there, and he was like, I guess it kind of caught him off guard, because he just started smiling, was nodding his head like, see? 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 So she was like, yeah, y'all need to bring back Rap City. So then, of course, I'm following BET, and that's what they tweeted. Should we bring back Rap City? And everybody was like, fuck yeah. And, you know, of course. You can't sit up here and have, you can't have an award show for the shit. Don't they have BET Hip Hop Awards at some point?
Yes, they have a BET Hip Hop Awards.
You don't have a hip hop show.
Exactly. I mean, they cut off Uncut, which might have been the greatest, the worst and the greatest video show of all time.
Yeah, that was the shit.
Because, I mean, it seemed like any rapper could get on Uncut. When they had that dude that was in Alaska, I can't think of his name, but, my gosh, it was some video, it was terrible.
They had a lot of terrible low-budget videos on that shit.
I mean, low
every budget. Once in a while, you would catch some shit, and you was like, yo, that song is actually dope.
Yes, but, I mean, Tip Drill was like, that was like, Tip, man.
That motherfucker wide open.
I couldn't believe it. I was like, this on TV? Like, this?
Out of hand, bro. Out of hand. But yeah, y'all need to bring back Rap City. You need to bring back Video Soul. There's no reason for people like Marsha Ambrosius to be coming on 106 and Park and dropping videos off. Those kids don't care. They don't give a shit about R&B and music like that. You know, they all about Trey Songz and, you know, Think I Invented Sex. They're not really fucking with real R&B like that. You know what I'm saying? So... y'all need to bring all that shit back. BET, make it happen. Bring back
City
and all that shit.
Exactly. Hey, I don't care, man. Just don't bring back that annoying J. Nix guy. No, we don't want J. Nix.
Hey, you can't hate on J. Nix. It's a St. Louis homie. Shout out to J. Nix, man.
I knew he was from St. Louis.
You motherfucker. Shout out to J. Nix, man, and St. Lanta, as he calls it.
St. Lanta?
Yeah, because he's St. Louis to Atlanta. St. Lanta.
Okay, I was about to say, I thought he was from Atlanta because he'd be on 107.9. That's why I was like, hold on.
Yeah, he left. I don't know how the story broke down with St. Louis. I don't know if the station closed at that point. That was a station I actually should have been working at, but I let that shit slide. I guess we could talk about that later. But he was on the radio station there, and I don't know if he left or got fired or whatever. But then he ended up going down to Atlanta and kicking it with Chris Lover and the crew. And that's where he at. That's, you know, the nigga got albums and shit out. He got a mixtape that came out where he's rapping.
J. Nix. Shout out to J. Nix, man.
J. Nicholas. St. Lanta.
St. Lanta.
Atlanta, you know, y'all all over the news. You know, Atlanta, Bishop Eddie Long, you know.
Oh, Bishop. Man, I tell you. Shout out to Easy. That's his spiritual advisor. The Bishop.
I hope not. I really hope not. Because that's just... Wait, he ended up paying like $50 million or $60
million? It was like, to the kids? It might have been like, I think it was 25. Last time I saw it was 25. I know they get, they got split like 400,000 right now, or they split 2 million right now between the four of them. The lawyer fees is like $1.82 million, and then every year for 20 years they get so much money, you know. So the boy's getting hit off, man.
Again, you know, so again,
yes, again.
It's the not most to mention that they was already.
And not to mention they was already on the books for getting $40,000 a year. Like, yeah, church
what did
was already
they get paid for?
Hey, just because they was the Longfellows, man. Come on now.
That's
hey,
a group. You're not supposed to get paid for being part of an auxiliary group for church.
They was part of the elite, the special forces of the Longfellows, if you
man,
get my drift.
Yeah, yeah. I definitely get your drift. Need to close that whole shit down. I mean, when his wife left him, that shit should have been a wrap.
Yes.
That's enough to let you know. When the bishop wife leaves, it's some shit in the game.
The kids, you know, I mean, you know, but I guess she couldn't put up with it anymore. I bet she, if it would have been women, she could have dealt with it, but, you know, the way it went down, now, you can't stay with your husband.
Yeah, you can't look at your husband, he fucking little boys.
Yeah, just like, come on now, stop, man. You know.
Man, fuck, I ain't, you know what, Eddie Long, I'm not even talking about you no more. We talked about you in the last broadcast. We're not talking about your ass this time. We're going to get back to BET. Fuck that shit.
BET, better subject, man.
A lot better subject. So, shout out to BET for doing the
bring back show. Sherry Carter, Donnie Simpson, Rachel.
Sherry Carter. Yeah.
Sherry Carter. Every for y'all young kids out there listening to this, if y'all don't know, Sherry Carter was probably the first girl on TV y'all fell in love with. You know what I'm saying? I know that was my first.
She was fine as hell.
She was so fine, even when she was she was ditzy, but she was just something about her, man. Sherry Carter, man, hey, that was the original dime.
And then they brought Rachel on, and I was like,
it was like an upgraded version of Sherry. It's like the same model, but you know, it's just a little different.
She had the accent, yeah, she had that accent, boy, it was a wrap. Yes. So shout out to BET, y'all need to bring back. It's a lot of good shows from that 7 o'clock
Teen Summit,
9 hours.
Remember that show?
Teen Summit was the greatest shit, and they really need that shit.
They need a show.
They
need
Teen Summit.
I mean, you ain't got to have Cousin Jeff doing it, you know what I'm saying? But you need to have somebody out there. Like, Teen Summit was like, it was a show we could watch that wasn't too far. I mean, we were kids and we were that age that we could watch that was like, they were talking to us, like stuff that dealt with us. And like, now you don't have that.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? They need to bring back the news. You know what
it's
I'm saying?
It's a like, lot of shit that they could be doing, man. Like, they had the 106 and Gospel. I thought was a dope idea. You need to give kids some diversity. Hell, we all need a little diversity.
Yes,
but
exactly.
But BET right now, you getting shit on because of, you know, you play Baby Boy every week, you play Love Don't Cost a Thing every week, you play America Gangster other week, Hollywood Heart, you know, y'all play that shit and that's fine, that's what you do, whatever. But for original programming, there's nobody else doing videos. Y'all could own from like 3 o'clock until 9 o'clock every day. Y'all could own that time slot for real. With 106 and Gospel, which should be an option if you're going to do Gospel and have Gospel Awards, you should have some Gospel programming on TV outside of Sunday. Hip Hop, Rap City needs to be brought back. What did we just say?
2 hours.
Soul, Video Soul needs to be brought back.
Video Soul, yeah, exactly. You can have to keep the 106 in park for the mainstream. You gotta have your hip hop show. Bring back the Video Soul. I mean, I'm sure that even though they don't think that like the black people that turn their back, like that's something pissing me off about black people. I don't watch BET. I'm like, come
I
on,
hate
man.
That
I,
shit.
I can't stand that.
Matter of fact, somebody wrote an article that's out there today, and I won't even give him pub. But he wrote an article saying that BET is like the modern day KKK.
That was that guy.
I'm not saying his name. Fuck that. I mean, you want to find out? Google it. I'm not giving that motherfucker no press to all three of my listeners.
I was about to. Matter of fact, I was hitting the button on it, you know, right before we got on. But I was just like, are you kidding me, man? Like, I'm like, listen, man, BET's not perfect. Not by far.
Right.
But they used to be good. And I mean. They used to be good. When they got rid of the news, I think that was a big mistake because we need our news.
Yeah,
I mean,
they need to bring back the actual news. Like, y'all do the little 5-minute segment in between 106 and Parker.
Yeah, that's not enough. Give us a 30-minute show at night, man. You ain't got to show the episode of the game rerun. You know what I'm saying? No, just give us the news back. The Video Soul, so you can attract those viewers that you lost when you stopped doing all this. You know, those little bougie black folks, they can come back to watching BET again because it's something there for them. You know what I mean?
Right.
Like they used to have the show that wasn't really, it wasn't Video Soul music. It was like Video Vibrations or something.
Yeah, that was the island type show. That had to
be. Oh, no, not that one. It was the one that was a different music. Like, it wasn't, you know, it was like, I can't think of the name of it, but it was like, they show videos from one, like you said, from 1 to 7. It was nothing but video.
Yeah, you know what, BET? Holler at nappyafro.com. We got some ideas, man.
I rock with BET.
I fuck with BET. Anybody yes. who, like, while I was cracking jokes during the award show, people were like, I don't know why you watch the mess. I watch it because it's what we got. And it's not that bad of a product for as much as y'all bitch. Y'all watch the Grammys and shit, but people pay millions of dollars to get on the Grammys. Nobody's paying BET to get on BET. They give you what they got. So if they got some fucked up sound quality and shit like that, whatever. That's what we got. That's our award show. So I'm going to rock with it. I'm going to rock with it. I don't have time to tear apart. And, you know, we do that as a community, period. We tear apart the shit that's quote-unquote ours. Motherfuckers not watching Tyler Perry. People not watching Are We There Yet. People shitting on all these movies. They're calling all black movies cooning. Stop it. You motherfuckers, be easy. You know what I'm saying? I'm not saying that support it if it's bad quality, but be fair. You know what exactly. I'm saying? Because there's a lot worse white shows that have been on TV that have been on for years that you motherfuckers still watch. If I hear another black person talking about some bullshit that they was watching, I'm like, okay, really? You watch that show, like, religiously? Stop it. You still watching goddamn, not Friends, Seinfeld. You still watching Seinfeld?
I can honestly say I've never watched the episode of Seinfeld.
Seinfeld was very well written. But after dude went in, and after hearing some people talk about what happened with the writers on Seinfeld, I can't fuck with them like that. Talking about how they would go in for readings and they would say, we need you to be more ethnic, we need you to act a little bit more street, we need you know what I'm saying? I can't fuck with it, and it's very out there in the open. It's a comedian that talked about this shit. He went in to read for Seinfeld. He's a black dude, and he came in to read for it, and he was reading too clean. So can you be a little bit more hood? Can you be a little bit more gruff? And eventually it was just like, can you be a little bit more black? Is how the story went. It was like, what the fuck? And that show was written like that. It was written well, but that's what happens behind the scenes. And you motherfuckers still watch that shit. So come over to BET and watch, you know, the original programming they got coming up in October with old girl from Girlfriends and Theo from The Cosby Show. And they got D from What's Happening to Shit. Like, they got the people on these shows now. They're trying to give you original programming. So give it a shot. Stop hating on that shit.
Exactly.
I fucks with BET, for real.
Yeah, I'm a BET fan. I always have been. I had my little spats where, you know, like, it just, I might have been working or something, I didn't see it, but I'm never going to turn my back on BET. Never. You got a fan for life.
That's where it is. Okay? That's what it is. And you know what? We've been talking now for about 2 hours.
2 hours.
2 hours. We've been trying to keep it short, but we got two more things to hit real quick, and then I guess we'll call it a wrap.
You know what we got to hit, man?
We got to talk about, you know, to end up with the end of the BET Awards. We got to talk about fat dudes losing BET Awards. I'm a big dude, my damn self. So I fucks with my big dudes. But yeah, Rick Ross.
He win one award?
Did he win? He won something.
Oh, I don't think he won anything.
I don't know how you don't win and you do 4 or 5 different appearances.
Exactly. And you come out there with a shirt off. I mean, like I said, Ross, hey, he came in there looking, for him just to do what he does, man, I'm proud of Ross because, I couldn't do it. I mean,
shit, I wouldn't do it. I don't give a shit.
But, hey.
Rick Ross, you know what, though? You my nigga. But they lit that nigga up on Twitter and on Facebook. They was talking
about
him naked. And you know what? Stop saying fat motherfuckers unattractive. Fuck you.
Exactly.
You know, Ross, if they make
more women than some of y'all skinny
okay,
cats, man.
For real. So you know, Kevin Hart out there
was
talking
black and ugly as ever.
However,
Biggie knocking down chicks, bro. Stop.
They coochie down to the socks.
Yes,
you motherfuckers need to stop with this shit.
Gerald LaVert,
really put the big dudes on. Gerald LaVert and Ruben Studdard, like between them two, it was like my best 3-4 years ever.
Exactly.
They really toughened it out. So, big dude. But y'all was losing last night. Rick Ross going shirtless was not a good look for everybody else. They was like, what the fuck? And then my man CeeLo. CeeLo.
Hey, man. That CeeLo thing, man. That was just... One, you're singing in the Patti LaBelle tribute, which, you know, not a bad thing, but...
It was awkward.
Yeah. It was real awkward when he broke out the...
The blouse is what did it for me.
The hair did it for me. I didn't even notice the blouse. I mean, cause that hair, I was just like, I couldn't take him seriously. And then he, you know, he was like, "Well, you motherfuckers know."
Then he cursed on the Patti LaBelle tribute. Big Luke was losing last night. It was just,
so you know.
DJ Khaled almost lost his pants on set on the stage.
Can I ask you a question?
What's up?
His name is DJ Khaled, right?
Go ahead and say it.
Why is he never behind turntables? I mean,
you don't have to do that anymore, apparently. I guess DJs, you know, they just passing the motherfuckers out. I don't know.
I never see him like with the earphones on, like DJ Khaled, we the best. I mean, act like you behind some, you know, just get behind a turntable.
Allegedly, you're in Florida, so allegedly he has a radio station down there that's big. He's like a big radio star.
Yeah, he works on the radio. Yeah,
so at some point he was a DJ, right?
Yes.
Okay,
performing. I guess he's always up there with him. He seems like he's more of a hype man.
Hey, I don't even fault you for that. I agree with you. I think hip hop as a culture forgot about DJs anyway. Actual DJs who actually spin. I remember I was at a comedy show, and the opening act was a DJ. This motherfucker was brought out there to spin for 15 minutes. It was at a college campus. I was the only fool out there, you know, standing up and clapping. And nobody else was into it. I was like, damn, did y'all forget? You know, that's,
they didn't get it.
This is where the shit is. This motherfucker's scratching for you. Shout out to all the
creators.
Okay. DJ Kid Capri. The original yeller on tracks.
Yes.
Who actually cuts albums. Yo, shout out to that shit. Shout out to actual motherfuckers who out there who are real DJs. Touching real vinyl, mixing real songs. I don't mean just blending like I do for the press plays and like we do for the Frocast, where you could just blend the program. I got a program for that shit. I find the beats per minute and I mix the shit down like I need to, but I'm not scratching anything. I'm not a DJ. So shout out to the real DJs doing this shit.
I want to buy me one of those little machines though, so I can act like I'm a DJ with the computer screen and just plug my iPod up and I can look up, do all that stuff, man. Cause you know, that would be cool.
It would be fun. I mean, you get those. They're pretty affordable, $200.
Oh, okay. I put that on my Christmas list.
Yeah, it's about $200. You plug your little thing up in there and you can scratch the little deck. And I guess, I mean, if you want to do that, I thought about doing that for a while because there's actually, you know, channels on Ustream dedicated to people who mix albums like that. Oh, they call themselves DJs and they go in there and actually scratch and shit. And, you know, some of them were actual DJs and some of them just play music and transition between songs by pressing a button.
That's awesome.
But it's some actual DJs out there. So shout out to the actual DJs, man. You know what? That should be a show on BET. It should be called The Culture. And it should be motherfuckers out there doing graffiti. It should be cats actually DJing. It should be some actual breakdancing. That would be good shit.
Yeah, you're right, man. I mean, like I said, so we're gonna try to dig deep and get in touch with some execs at BET so they can start using some ideas, man, because, you know, we can't just be giving this stuff away for free, man.
Yeah, we might shit out when this shit comes out.
I mean, because I'm serious, because, like I said, we are live. We grew up on BET, so they should listen to us. Like, we're the people that y'all, like, I remember being young watching BET. Like,
folks, hip-hop forgot. That's pretty much
yes.
That 27 to 35 range, we're the folks that hip-hop forgot.
We older than BET. That's the thing they need. BET came around about 1980, I think. Yeah. 1980, 81. I know we older than BET. It might be, it's like 80, 81, 82, somewhere around there. So, I mean, we was raised on that stuff. So, they need to listen to us, man.
Yeah, you know. We're going to make it happen. We're going to make it happen. Let's get, because I know the folks are tired of hearing us talking. We've been talking out for 2.5 hours almost. The last thing to talk about, we posted this up last night. And I reserved my comment as best as I could, except for my flub. And I'll talk about that here in a second. Vibe came out with another list. We love when Vibe comes out with lists because that gives us material. Either material to agree with or material for us to dismantle.
Yes.
So they came up with another list, and this is the 21 most important black music artists under 40.
What a title, first of all.
Yeah, it's the longest fucking title ever, too. 21 and 40. And under, yeah, it's a hell of a
So you got to be black, under 40, and you can only pick 21 people.
And what an odd number. 21? What the fuck for? Yeah. Anyway. Shout out to them for using the Nappy Afro Green. for the, yep, the cover.
Black and green, black and green.
Black and green like a motherfucker. But, yes, so I, you know, y'all saw the post. I'm not going to read through the whole list. But there's a couple names that we wanted to talk about real quick. And the first one that you brought up to me when I sent you the list was MC Light.
Yes.
MC Light is 39. Her birthday is in October of this year.
I could have sworn she was close to 50 because I figured
50.
I thought she was pushing it because God, I was like MC Light been rapping since like 86. You know what I'm saying? So 85.
Her first album came out like in 88.
Yeah, well, so you know, and I figured she was 20 then, but no. I forgot she was young.
Yeah, she just got that old voice.
Yeah, that's why I was like, she gotta be, you know, like, cause I was like, hold on, man, I was like 10, so I know she was older than me, you know what I'm saying? Yeah. So I was like, how's she on the list? And then they had another guy. What's that guy named? D'Angelo,
yeah, I don't know what criteria they use to construct this list, but anytime you listen to D'Angelo as number 13 of 21 most important blacks, like, what the fuck? How did he get to 13?
So the other eight people are kicking themselves in the rear end. Like,
this motherfucker's higher than Drake. Put it this way. Everything after D'Angelo, from 14 down, have had albums come out since his last album come out. How the fuck is he 13?
Hey, I don't understand.
This nigga's higher than Chris Brown. Chris Brown just won 4 awards last night or Sunday night. He's more important than Chris Brown.
I mean, what has D'Angelo done that I mean,
gain weight?
Yeah, catch charges. You know what I'm saying? Get arrested.
And this is so not guess, hate against D'Angelo.
No, it's not.
It just make sense for this fucking list.
So he allegedly has an album coming out soon, correct?
Yeah, it comes out the same day as Detox.
Oh.
Okay. That's how that goes. D'Angelo's album's been coming out for 3 years.
Yes. And would this be his second album or his third album?
This would be his third album.
Okay, because the first one was
Brown Sugar. And then he had Voodoo.
Voodoo was the one with the video that had everybody on every college campus hating him. Yeah, every guy, at least.
Fucking untitled How Does It Feel?
Yes. Oh my gosh. I'm sorry. I was hating on D'Angelo. I ain't even liked that song until like years later. Because, I mean, I was this one particular chick I was dealing with, Brown, by that time, she just gaga over that video. And I was like, you know what? I just started hating on him. So that's what I said.
Yeah, he really made niggas really go to the gym. Because, I mean, what else could you do? Hell, even Jamie Foxx spoofed it on the Jamie Foxx show.
Remember, Hits from the Street spoofed it. Now, that was hilarious. They used to play that video.
and Marcus Houston redid it. Oh. He did that song Naked, and it was like the same video.
Wow.
Yeah, straight direct bite. It's ridiculous.
Yeah, so they had didn't they have Lil' Kim on the list?
I don't know how the fuck Lil' Kim. First of all, I'm starting to feel like and believe, even for myself, and I'm a Lil' Kim hater apparently. Even though I love her last album and I consider it classic. I talked about her ass last time because she was going on Nicki Minaj, and I don't like that she's on this list either.
Yeah, the whole Lil' Kim, like, I was a big Lil' Kim fan. I mean, I'm talking about, I used to argue down people, like, oh, she's a whore. She had to get her stomach pumped because she was sucking too much cock and blah, 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 blah. And I used to really, like, you know, take up for it. But now I just feel like, I mean, I don't do that no more. I mean, it's just, I don't know, man. You're right. Maybe we are a Lil' Kim hater.
I've apparently become a hater. I guess so. I guess that's what it is.
It's good to hate on people sometimes.
Yeah, I guess so. Snoop is number 4.
Number 14?
4.
Snoop not 40?
Dog, look here. Snoop is number 4 on the list.
Like I said, this list, like when we put it up last night, I didn't think that it was going to blow up like it did, but apparently...
We got 30 replies on that shit in like 4 seconds, yo.
That's why I was just like, wow. That list right there, Vibe know what they doing, man, because, you know, they do look great stuff like this. So shout out to Vibe for making these obscure lists just to get people talking, because you did it with the rapper tournament. They even had a chick tournament, like they were putting girls against girls. Did you see that one?
Nah, I didn't
see that. They had like a tournament for the hottest chick in the game, and like they would see like they had the video vixens bracket, the R&B singer bracket, the the model, I mean the rapper bracket. You know, they had like
they
four
had
different
that many brackets.
They had four brackets, yeah. You know, and it was like, I mean, some of the picks were like crazy. Like they had like Kim Kardashian going against Kat Stacks, and I'm just like, come on, man,
fuck.
Yeah, what kind of, you know? Of course, I mean, come on, stop, you know. But I forgot who won, you know.
But was it just based on looks? Was it just a pretty poll?
It was just based off looks, yeah, because they had Samaya Reese on there, and I'm just like, you know, they was capitalizing on a lot of stuff. So, you know, Vibe, they keep coming with the list. I don't know where they got the idea from, you know. Maybe, you know, some website used to do a lot of lists, used to rank. I don't know.
And Snoop is.
I mean, because even the Vibe, the picture, did you see how it looked? That looked real similar to something I seen on this one website before. You know, maybe they use the same, you know, but it looked the same.
Hey, you know, shout out the Vibe. You know, whatever. You know, they got the list going. You know, I don't understand a lot of it. And I said in the reply on the one reply that I did that Eminem should have been on the list. But that was because the title's so long, I forgot that Black was in it. You know what I'm saying? I thought it was the 21 most important artists under 40. That's what I took from it. I forgot the whole Black part. So, you know, Eminem. I was like, Eminem should be on there. And H2O was like, I think it was H2O was like, well, Eminem isn't Black. And I was like, oh, man, shit. I'm fine. Party on. You know? But the biggest snub on this whole list is Rick Ross.
Yes.
I don't know how the fuck Rick Ross isn't on this list. I don't know how 50 Cent is on the list and Rick Ross isn't. How about that?
50 Cent but no Rick Ross. Wow.
I don't know how that happens. I don't quite get that one. I don't know how Soulja Boy is number 21.
I can see Soulja Boy, but not... I mean, this for 21 people, I just, I would not. If it would have been the top 40, under 40, maybe. But 21, you got Soulja Boy and them, some elite people like Beyonce. Like, I mean, really?
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, Soulja Boy in the same category with Beyonce. And, you know, like, who was number one? I can't remember.
Kanye, of course.
Okay, yeah. You know, Kanye West, Beyonce, you know, them like some elite people. And you got Soulja Boy. Like,
they reached a little bit with Outkast.
Yeah, they put them as a group. Like,
they always put them as a group. I think they're afraid to separate them because then you get into the whole big boy ain't as good as Three Stacks. See,
but that happened when they made the Love Below speaker box. Like, I always say that was the worst thing. It was the best thing and the worst thing for Outkast.
I mean, but it's not valid. I think Big Boy can spit.
He can, but it was just like he can't make better music alone without Andre. Andre still did what, like, on this new album, Andre was on with a couple of tracks. He produced a couple of tracks, and he was on one. You know, I mean, it's just like it's something about they got great chemistry.
I think people just like Andre's charisma over Big Boy. That's all it is. I mean, when you sit down and listen to Big Boy spit, that motherfucker be spitting. Yeah, but they like Three Stacks' charisma.
That new album has to grow on me. I like Shutterbug. I know that's like the most mainstream thing he did on the album, but I really like Shutterbug. I mean,
yeah, Shutterbug's dope. But you don't like DJ? Your DJ ain't no DJ. Him and Yellow Wolf?
See, Yellow Wolf, he's somebody that's growing on me. But like I said, that whole Big Boy album, it has to grow on me because, you know, I'm kind of like, I don't like seeing them, you know, solo. I really like, you know, I kind of rebel against it, you know, because Outkast was my favorite group of all time.
Yep,
I like
same them. Same here.
I used to tell them, like, people say, who the greatest rap group of all time? I say, Outkast. You know, Overrun DMC? Yeah. I'm just like, Run DMC was, they were cool, but, you know, Outkast was like, they were speaking for me. You know what I'm saying? Like, they were speaking for me. Like, I could relate to what more they were saying than Run DMC. Plus, I was hella young when Run DMC was out, so.
Well, not only that, that's an episode. We'll have to say that for a Frocast, too, because yeah. I think that a lot of people that we deem legends in hip hop are legends because they were the first. They're not legends because they were the best.
Exactly.
And I think Run DMC is a prime example for that shit.
And I think that'll be great for the next podcast. We can have like a roundtable discussion, have all the guys here, and we just talk about the greatest. Like the greatest whatever. You know what I'm saying? The greatest who you think. And, you know, we can just have a roundtable discussion. And I think that'll be great for the next podcast. So we can coordinate everybody's schedules. You know, get Architect a nice mic that doesn't have a lot of echo in it.
Shit, get Dub a nice mic too.
And tell Dub, he'd say, your girl's gonna have to stay at home for this. congratulations to Dub. You know, newly, he's about to be married soon. So, you know, it's going to be the wife. So, damn, you know, we can't say nothing when she's wife. So, you know how that is.
Yeah, shout out to the staff. That is a good topic. We should definitely cover that. I really feel like, and I always had a debate with people when they start talking about hip hop and they start talking about, you know, what about this person? What about this person? Like, one of my personal favorite groups, like, after Outkast for me, it goes to Nice and Smooth. Now, I know Nice and Smooth are not the nicest lyrical cats out there, period. They're probably not even really good lyrical cats, but I love their music.
Yeah, they
legends in hip hop.
If I'm at a party, I want to hear Nice and Smooth. I'm gonna be honest with you.
Right.
I want to hear.
I would not
hip hop junkies. Concept. Sometimes I run slow. I want to hear that, and I definitely want to hear Dwight.
Yeah.
That's just like.
I want to hear that shit, but I'm not gonna sit up here and put them in a rap battle with shit anybody and say that they're better lyrically because it's not what their thing was on. That's not what their stick is. So that's a lot of hip hop. A lot of that shit is legendary just because it was the first, but it wasn't necessarily the best. So. Yeah, Outkast is definitely the goats to me.
Yes.
You know, the list is it's special. You know, yes. Busta Rhymes is number 15.
Yeah, Busta, I mean,
we talked about Busta last time, how he's better on other people's shit than his own.
Yes. I mean, it's just that list, like I said, it's a good thing to get people talking, and you know, I ain't mad at them. I mean, I like it cuz you know, it's going to start an argument because like I said, with certain names on there, you're like, "What?" Like, I mean, to be honest with you, MC Light ain't had a record since Roughneck, and that was back in 92, 93. You know what I'm saying? So how is she still important? And
does she even have a platinum album? I don't think MC Light even has a platinum album.
I don't think so. I wouldn't say that.
And that's why she's legendary, is because she was the first. I don't think that she's the dopest lyrically, personally. That's personally.
She was one of the dopest lyricists, though. I mean, she was bad. She was bad.
I mean, she's a bad girl, but I just... Yeah. I don't know.
I mean, she got older. It was like, you know, like in the 90s, you know, the Roughneck MC Light. I wasn't really, but the Light is a Rock MC Light, man, she was tough.
Yeah. Tough. Yeah, I give you that. I guess, you know, it's that whole thing. It's kind of like when, you know, you talk about sports and you're trying to argue errors and things like that. It was just a different time back then. And I think a lot of the cats we revere and respect because they were the pioneers for this shit. You know what I'm saying? But
like I said, we don't want to get too much of that away because that's going to be the next program.
True that. And we've been talking for 2.5 hours now, so it's probably about time for us to shut it down.
Yeah, we'll wrap it up. Our first music-less procast was pretty good, man. I had a ball always.
Always.
Hey, man, Saul right here going back and forth, chopping it up. You know, just want to shout out to the whole Fro Nation. I'm not going to give any singular shout outs this time because I always get caught up and. You know, so shout out to everybody on the staff. Y'all know who you are. Everybody help out with the site. Everybody come to the site to visit. Like I always say, tell a friend. To tell a friend. So, you know, like I said, man, we don't want to be the best kept secret. Please. Somebody know right, about it, right, man. Sure. Because it's like, I mean, you know, while I do enjoy the smallness of our site, how everybody know each other and we can argue, I do want to bring in more folks. So, you know, let's expand this thing, man. So, you know, like I said, thank you for checking us out and everything. But hey, just tell somebody about us, man. You got any shout outs there?
Yeah, you know, you can hit us up. Are we all on Twitter? You know, Nappy Afro's on Twitter. Saul Wright's on Twitter. Solations is on Twitter, but I'm probably just going to start using my own account, start using Saul Wright, look us up. Solections will probably be up next week. I'm not sure if I have the forums up next week just yet. But I got the site redesign done, so you get your reviews there. We have the Jill Scott up, the Jagged Edge will be up there. I got some more indie music for you, for people who are looking for R&B shit out. So that'll be up next week, man. And keep checking out, you know, Nappy Afro. The t-shirts are coming soon.
No bullshit.
I'm designing them motherfuckers. I am a designer. Don't expect no crazy all over pattern shit. You're probably looking at, you know, the first run will probably just be some plain ass shirts with the Nappy Afro logos on it.
But logo on.
Y'all need to buy that shit. Cause y'all asked for it a couple times, and we said we were gonna do it a couple times. So now we're gonna go ahead and put some hustle behind the muscle and make that happen. So keep checking us out, man. NappyAfro.com for life. The Fro Nation. All you motherfuckers that read, sign up to the forums and comment, all that good shit, man. Thanks for checking us out. Thanks for supporting us. And we holler at you again probably in another 2 weeks. We told you we was gonna get this to you.
We're gonna try to keep it coming every 2 weeks because you know it's just it's not cool just dropping them on you and you don't know what's coming, and then that way is no build up. So we're gonna try to keep it every 2 weeks, get y'all a forecast, make this thing, you know, like, hey, make it monumental almost, man. And then like I said, if we the more current we come it, the better the shows are gonna get, man. So, you know, keep checking for us. Check us out on Facebook, nappyafro.com, selections.com on Facebook. Like the page. It's not good just to sit there. If you have a Facebook account, just like the page, please. You know, it's some more obscure sites that got more likes than us, but look, man, we want
to
do better.
Yeah, right? we got all these spaces just so we can reach you wherever you at. You know, if you want to be the first one to see it, you know what, we should start having contests when we start getting more giveaways and shit in. The first motherfucker that comment, you know, you might get a kick out. You know, we might kick you out of the city or something. So if you want to know when something's posted, holla at us on Facebook, holla at us on Twitter. You'll know when the article's posted. You can come in and comment on it and support.
Sign up for the
RSS. And retweet the shit.
Exactly. That's the big thing. You see something on the site that you like, retweet it, please.
Yeah,
you ain't got to. I'm not saying I didn't tell you to go put on, you know, paint your face black and green. I mean, that would be cool.
That would be nice.
Yeah, just retweet it.
Just retweet it. Click an ad every now and again, and you know, we're trying to keep this shit free for y'all. Because this shit is not free for us.
Don't make us say the other LOL that we like saying, the labor of love.
It is, but you know, emphasis on the labor.
Yes.
You know what I'm saying? You know what it's like to listen to 3-4 albums and do full track-by-track reviews? Yeah.
You know what it's like to think about, like, what can we put on this site? Like, we try to be original. We could go and copy-paste from other sites, but what's making us stand out from that other site that you just left that got that same song or the same thing? So, that's what, you know, shout out to all the sites out there doing the original work and support these sites, man. All right? Let's keep supporting the pro. Fuck all them second.
That's what
it is. Pro selections, then the rest of y'all sites, hey, you know, fall in line. But hey, let us be your first two sites that you come for the hip hop and the R and B.
There it is. There it is. So this is what's up. Man. This was Frocast number 12?
11.
Number 11. Yeah, it's number 11. You know, I can't even keep up with this shit. Frocast number 11, man. Untitled. Again, don't go with the untitled. And
because that was gonna be the name, so it's still gonna be untitled.
Yeah, it's still untitled. It's still Frolections. Frolections. I like that.
Yeah, Frolections.
But I kind of like that shit. Frolections.
Hey, that's all right.
That's what's up, Frolections. So anyway, man, what's up, Fro Nation? Thank y'all for tuning in, and we'll holler at you next time.
All right, man, we out of here.
NappyAfro.com.